Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Lansing Lugnuts have won three of the first four games in their series against Lake County. They won yesterday 5-2. Avery Bielanales a single, a double, a triple. Henry Bolte homered again. Can they make it 4 out of 5? And can they clinch a series victory? Stay tuned. We'll find out tonight. Welcome into East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. It is the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains in the penultimate game of a six-game series. Adam, how about this Lugnuts performance on the road?
Oh, the Lugnuts have they've been excellent coming out here on the road. Took the first three games of this series, and first two games of this series, and then won again last night, and now have an opportunity to win this series a night early. They have been hitting the baseball. They've been playing great defense, and their pitching has been excellent, just as it was again last night.
All right. Well, today, the starting pitching matchup. How about the lefty Eduardo Rivera, the 20-year-old, going to the mound against Lake County right-hander Carter Spivey? Let's begin with Rivera. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Rivera has done a pretty good job this year. I mean, he's had two outings, both against Great Lakes, coming last week. Just two hits in each of those, only one run allowed, six total strikeouts. He's given the Lugnuts what they've needed, a good opportunity to win a game when he's gone four and then two innings. So can he put together that type of performance again tonight? Fastball, slider, changeup for the 20-year-old Eduardo Rivera.
Meanwhile, on the other side for Lake County, they've got the minor league free agent going to the mound, the 24-year-old Carter Spivey. What do the Lugnuts expect from the East Carolina Pirate?
Well, he fits in well as a captain, being an East Carolina Pirate. And he comes over. I mean, he's a great story. Signed as a free agent earlier in January. He was pitching in the Frontier League.
My league.
Yes, indeed. And here he comes and has done a pretty nice job here, giving up only four runs through eight and a third innings. But can the Lugnuts attack him tonight, get out to an early start? That's been their key here in this series, getting out, getting runs, getting leads, and then letting the pitching and the defense work behind those leads.
Can you think of a clubhouse manager for the Lugnuts who also came through the Frontier League?
You're going to tell me.
Hayden Stamm was a Florence Yall in the Frontier League.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Well, coming up next, we'll have your starting lineups for you. Lugnuts and Lake County Captains first pitch at 6:35 p.m.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oh, you know that's right. Lugnuts, Lake County Captains from East Lake, Ohio, and Classic Auto Group Park. Time for starting lineups. Let's begin with the Lansing Lugnuts, managed by Craig Conklin. The Oakland Athletics High A affiliate coming in with a record of 6-7, thanks to winning three of the first four here in the series. The Lugnuts lead off with their second baseman, Colby Halter. Batting second, right fielder Brian Buelbas. Heading third in the order, first baseman Will Simpson. Center fielder Henry Bolte bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the DH, Johnny Butler. Heading sixth, it's the shortstop, Avery Bielanales. Left fielder Cameron Masterman bats seventh. Batting eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And hitting ninth, rounding off the order, it's Derek Salome, the third baseman. back in the starting lineup for the first time since last weekend. That's Halter Wilba Simpson, Bolte Butler Angeles, Masterman Rodriguez Salom, and Adam, you've got a great cast of candidates to choose a spotlight Lugnuts hitter.
I love that this is a difficult choice tonight. You said it. But, Jesse, I am going to pick outside of what you would expect. No Angeles, no Bolte, no Simpson, no Buelbas. I want to go back to Colby Halter. He had 3 strikeouts last night, but at the end of the night, walk, base hit, started to get on base, and I think gained a little confidence. So I'm going to go with the leadoff man again here tonight.
All right, star of that name, Colby Halter, Adam's spotlight Lugnuts hitter. Now on the other side of the starting lineup for the Lake County Captains, coming in at 5-7. Lake County is the high affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Their leadoff hitter, the second baseman, Nate Furman. Batting second, center fielder Jake Fox. Heading third, the first baseman, T.J. Kafis. Catcher Cooper Engel bats cleanup. Mike Collado, the switch-hitting third baseman, hits fifth. Batting sixth, number six, the shortstop Alex Mooney. Justin Boyd in right field bats seventh. Batting eighth, left fielder Angel Sarate. And hitting ninth, the switch-hitting DH Tyrese Turner. Berman, Fox, Kafis. Engel, Collado, Mooney. Boyd, Sarate, and Turner for Lake County. Adam, your spotlight captain.
Ow! That's me howling at the moon, Jesse. And that would be Alex Mooney. He's got 3 home runs in his first 9 high A games. He's been on fire. Had a big game last night. Double home run. Let's pick number 6, playing the 6th position in the 6 hole tonight.
About these starting lineups, the Lugnuts offense, you know, usually when we take on the Great Lakes Loons, you say, I got to keep the Loons inside the ballpark. Lake County has been unable to keep the Lugnuts inside the ballpark.
7 home runs for the Nuts in the first 4 games of this series. Great note in your game notes today. Lansing had just two home runs in their first 9 games of the season, but they have found a launching pad here in East Lake, Ohio, and you're right. They've been doing some damage, even in the cold temperatures.
It's like Aribil Anales going 1-8 against Dayton, 1-18 against Great Lakes, 2-26 coming in, 9-16 in the series. This series has been all about getting these Lugnuts guys feeling right again.
And now I'm so curious to see, obviously, can you finish up and win on the weekend? Because the Lugnuts have not been able to win on a Saturday or Sunday yet through the first 2 weekends of the series or of the season. But then the next part, you've got 2 straight weeks at home. Can you carry this offensive momentum into the weekend here? And then can you take it home with you the next couple of weeks as hopefully the temperatures as well are warming up here in Lansing?
Adam's right. Next week, Tuesday through Sunday, the Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons, April 23rd through April 28th. Then starting April the 30th through May the 5th, Lugnuts at home, Jackson Field hosting the South Bend Cubs. 12 home games in a 13-day span beginning on Tuesday. Go to MILB.com/Lansing and get your tickets. Hope for a nice, good, long time to watch these Lugnuts who are coming on home playing their best baseball so far in the young season. Yesterday, they won 5-2. You go back to the second game of the series, they won 6-1. When they've been good, the offense has been good, but they've received such stellar pitching, too, against a Lake County offense that is nothing to shake a fist at.
I mean, it's been complete performances for 3 of the 4 games out of the series. They're shutting down Lake County's great offense, as you've talked about, with top prospects and top draft picks from a year or a couple of years ago. And then they're hitting the ball. I mean, Wellness has come alive. Simpson is getting on base. You're seeing it from Henry Bolte and Aribil Angeles. Of all those guys, maybe the hottest Lugnut in the 9, and he's back in the lineup again tonight.
Lake County is taking the field. It is time for our national anthem. Caps in the home whites, Lugnuts in the road black uniforms. Down to the field we go.
What's so
Well done with the national anthem tonight. It is a beautiful but crisp evening for baseball in Eastlake, Ohio. Once again, we join you from Classic Auto Group Park. It is game 5 of 6 between the Lugnuts and the Captains. Lansing 6-7, sitting in the middle of the pack, a game back of first place in the Eastern Division Midwest League standings. Lake County comes in 5 of 7, while the Captains have lost 6 of their last 7 games. The Lugnuts have won 3 of the first 4 games in this series. Let's play some ball tonight. Lugnuts trying to win this series a night early with the call of the game. Here's the voice of the Lansing Lugnuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I prefer to think of myself as the co-voice of the Lugnuts with you, Adam Jaxa. Thanks so much for keeping us company. Out of the field, 2 important words.
It's time to play ball, no good?
Yeah!
Let's go. Here's a baseball.
Play ball.
I love you.
The Lake County Captains defense. In the outfield, Angel Cervantes is in left. In center field, Jake Fox. And in right field, Justin Boyd. C.J. Cephas is at first base. At second base, it's Nate Furman. The shortstop, Alex Mooney. And the third baseman, Mike Collado. The catcher's Cooper Engel. To support the right-hander on the mound, Carter Spivey. And what do you think the Lugnuts' plan of attack should be against this Lake County Northpaw?
Can it be as simple as just keep doing what you're doing?
Yes.
I mean, Lansing, they've had good approaches at the plate. They've scored early runs. They've kept the pressure on throughout games. I think they just need to keep doing that. We've seen the consistency in this series, and now you have to bring it into the weekend again. Lansing has been so good Tuesday through Friday, ironically, through the first couple of weeks. Now it's time to get a Saturday night victory.
It has been a consistent starting lineup as well. Colby Halter's led off every single game this year, and here comes the Florida Gator. That gets us going. 45 degrees in East Lake, Ohio. It feels like it's 40 degrees. 6:38 p.m., first offering, down and in. We're officially underway with ball one. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Halter hitting 208. Spivey kicks and throws. Down and in, 2 balls, no strikes, according to the home plate umpire, Alex Shears. The deal. At the letters for a called strike. The crowd is not very large. It is very vocal. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Up high and inside, 3 balls and a strike, and Colby Halter, Adam Jackson's spotlight Lugnut for this game. Keep your eye on him, or at the very least, if you're listening, keep your ear on him. 3-1 the count. Spivey to the plate. Halter takes ball 4 inside, and the first batter's aboard.
Well, you said it, there's a lot of chit-chat going on down there by the plate.
Yes, you like, there is.
You like the Captain's fans giving him some heckling, but not to be bothered. Colby Halter, the first base runner, and here we go. What we've talked about, Lugnuts putting the pressure on, and they start it right away with the base runner.
This is a confident group of Captains fans. They're Cleveland Cavaliers victorious earlier today over the Orlando Magic. Brian Guelbaugh's the batter, no score. Righty to righty. Outside from Spivey. And now 5 of his 6 pitches have missed the zone. Overthrew that fastball. Catcher Engel goes out for a visit, and the second baseman Furman's coming in too. Halter a threat to run at first base. Ryan Guelbaugh is a threat to hit a home run.
Yeah, 3 of the first 4 games he's had one. What happened last night?
I'll tell you, Adam. He walked, he singled, he stole 2 bases, he scored another run. Ryan Guelbaugh now has scored 12 runs this year, and that is 3rd in the Midwest League.
Learn the number of runs on his back, number 12.
That doesn't mean he should stop there. Halter at first, nobody out. Ball 1 offering. High for ball 2. This was a Lugnuts team that walked a lot against Dayton and Great Lakes. They have not walked a lot in the series. Instead, they've gone into their home run trot. Lake County, pretty darn good command among their pitching staff. They've given up the gopher ball, 2-0. Outside corner, strike called by Alex Shears. That's a tight pitch.
It was close. It almost was 3-0 there. But good to know he's going to be given that outside corner pitch. Good location right there from Spivey.
Yeah, I think Eduardo Rivera is saying, I'll take that too. Hitter's count still on 2-1. Spivey to the plate. Down and away for ball three. The catcher, Engel, thought that that pitch was in the same place as the one before it. He double-clutched on the throw back.
I think it was, as you mentioned, just a touch below the zone. It was right there on that same outside groove, but a little bit long.
This is where you and I go, and the other one was a ball two. This is a 3-1. And Wilmots fouls it off at home. That hurts Engel. Count is full. Plate umpire Shears gives him time to recover. The other catcher for Lake County, Johnny Tincher, landed on the injured list earlier today. I think, Adam, that he broke his hand earlier in the series on a foul ball. We remember that. Just caught him on that right throwing hand on a bad bounce.
I don't think he broke it from what we heard, but okay. Yes, he injured a finger is okay. What I had heard from the captain's broadcast team.
Okay, good. I heard it from somebody else on the Lake County crew who I do not consider as trustworthy as the Lake County captain's broadcast team. Logan Petoskey, Tyler Danberg. Check on the runner, Halter back in. I'm glad. So, injured knuckle?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hoping for the best, though. Hoping for the best, certainly, because that is injuries this early in the year. Just brutal.
Does Halter run on the 3-2? He does. Wilbos drives it down the right field line. That ball is a foul ball into the Lake County pen. Just sliced foul on him a couple of feet to the white of the chalk.
Why does it always have to be that way? It's such a beautiful swing the opposite way. You got your runner in motion. Halter's coming to score. And then it has to go to the right side of the chalk. Why does it have to be like that, Jesse?
I don't know. Don't know what to tell you.
Well, you're supposed to say because on this next pitch, he's going to hit a home run and everything will be okay.
If I knew what was going to happen on this next pitch, then I probably wouldn't sound surprised. Right, it would take the thrill away. Pickoff throw over. See, that's not very exciting. That's two pickoff throws, by the way, for Halter. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out, top of the first, no score.
Well, they need Colby getting on base. He is so important. He can swipe bags, and great job to draw a walk and give him an opportunity in the first inning tonight.
His walk was his 10th of the year. 3-2, there he goes. Wilbos chops foul left side. Keep it at three balls and two strikes on Wilbos. Coming into play today, hitting 186 with one double, three home runs, plus 10 walks. So the OPS for a guy hitting 186 is 759. On base percentage, 340 and slugging, 419. Imagine if he just brings that average up, let's say 40, 50 points. Stellar. A payoff once again. Halter doesn't run. The pitch outside. And that's back-to-back walks given up by Spivey, opening up the ball game.
I tell you what, that's a really good pitch right there by Spivey. It looks like it's coming across the plate and that it dips outside. He nearly got Wilbos to chase, but Ryan kept that bat back. Now Lugnuts continue to get on base here in this opening frame.
Spivey coming into play today had faced 36 batters this year, and he'd walked two of them. And he's walked the first two here. Good speed. Wilbos at first, Halter at second. Here's Will Simpson, right-hander versus right-hander. Time, infraction, pitch clock infraction. One ball and no strikes for Will.
Well, that doesn't help out Spivey, Jesse, because he is struggling to find the zone to open up this game.
The native of Fairfax, Virginia, Northern Virginia. Two on, none out. Both runners move. Simpson takes a called strike. Throw down to third base. Tag in time by Collado. Kobe Halter went in feet first. And Craig Conklin is going to argue this with the bases umpire Durkin. Durkin was stationed behind the pitcher's mound a little bit towards shortstop. And there's Halter and Conklin both saying, no, that Colby got that foot into the bag in time. It's a very quick conversation. You can imagine how it went. Conklin saying, what did you see? Because I saw that my guy was in there. And Durkin saying, well, I got him out. So instead of second and third and nobody out, now Wilbos into second base. One gone for Simpson. One ball, one strike pitch. Here it comes. Fouled back. A That is the first thing that has gone right for Carter Spivey in this game. Halter caught stealing for the first time this year. For the Lugnuts, only their fourth time caught in 20 attempts. Pitcher's count. A 1-2. Line shot, base hit down the right field line. Brian Buell bounces around to score. Simpson rounds first and hangs tight there as Boyd gets it in. An opposite field RBI single from Will Simpson. 1-0 Lugnuts in the first inning.
Just a pure swing right there. Simpson not doing too much, taking it the other way. That's great hitting, and the Lugnuts get on the board early.
Now Henry Bolte. Bolte yesterday knocked in two runs, a solo homer and an RBI single. Right-hander to right-hander, the pitch. Ground ball down right through the first baseman, Kafis. It gets into right field. Simpson holds it second base. Here comes another throw in from Justin Boyd. They're keeping him busy. Bolte on at first. My anticipation is an error. Check in with the official score. My anticipation is wrong. It's gone up there as a base hit for Henry Bolte. Single for Bolte. Two on, one out, one run in for Johnny Butler. Butler batting left. Spivey's pitch. That sails all the way to the backstop, and both runners move up. Simpson takes third and Bolte up to second. Wild pitch, Carter Spivey. Hey, remember when I said that the first thing that went right for him was the caught stealing at third? That's the only thing that's gone right.
Absolutely, man. You feel like, what if the Lugnuts don't run there? They, like you said, they've been so good at swiping bags, but boy, give him an out there. Lugnuts trying to make up for it, though. Base hit, could score two more here.
Or they get the call. Dugout disagreed with that call of out at third base. One ball pitch, Butler takes up high and away. Ball two. Johnny Butler is DHing today. The number five batter on the order. Yesterday he was hitless in four at-bats, though he did draw a walk. The day before that, a single and a double. He has great power. He homered in the first game. Spivey's 2-0. That is above the letters for ball three. Johnny Butler hitting .220 through his first 12 games, but with 8 walks compared to 5 strikeouts. He is not going to help out a struggling pitcher. It has gone walk, walk, single, single, wild pitch. Time granted to Butler. Adam, I was going back over the Johnny Butler numbers from last year with the Lansing Lugnuts. 9 doubles, 6 triples, and 10 homers plus 19 steals. I mean, filling up the categories everywhere. 3-0. Is he taking? Here's the pitch. He takes down and in, ball four. Third walk given up by Spivey, and now the first 5 batters have reached. The only out, the halter caught stealing. Base is loaded, one run in for A. Ribiel Anales. Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach, wants a word with Mr. Spivey.
Well, his Spivey senses are working early.
You know, with great command issues comes great responsibility.
And right now, he's in some trouble with the bases loaded and the hottest hitter, his nemesis, if you will, maybe the Green Goblin coming up to the plate.
A. Ribiel Anales. Anales has been marvelous in this series. 9 hits in the first 4 games. 9 for 16 with 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Plus a walk, plus 3 steals.
You know, the Goblin shoots out those exploding bombs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't a bomb here and a grand slam be a good little option for Ribiel Anales?
It would. To explode this first inning, it would. Blow this game open. Butler at first, Bolte at second, Simpson at third, one out. There's great speed. Righty to righty. The initial pitch. That's drilled to left center field. That baseball is down for a base hit, going to the wall. 3 runs will score. Anales lands it second as Butler follows on the heels of Bolte and Simpson. It's 4-0 Lugnuts.
A. Ribiel Anales. 4 extra base hits in this series, his 3rd double, And how about this start for the Nuts?
Gobbling up the RBIs. He is now 10 for 17 in this series. His third double of the series, his fifth extra base hit, he has 7 RBIs. And now the batter is Cameron Masterman. Righty to righty, one gone. Spivey kicks and throws. Fastball called the strike on the outside corner. You've got the peanut gallery below, and Adam, I think there's only a couple more base hits away from turning them fully against their hometown squad.
That's what we like to hear early on. Only one out into this game.
The pitch, swing and a miss by Masterman, strike two. All that speed on the bases meant that when Anales rifled that ball up the left center alleyway, it was easy for Simpson, Bolte, and Butler to come in. Cameron Masterman trying to keep things going. He's in a quick two-strike hole, all the while action in the Lake County pen. Cam is 2 for 13 in this series. Righty, righty, stirring up his bat. The pitch, high for ball. One ball and two strikes.
How about the Lugnuts? Through 13 games this year, had scored a total of 4 first-inning runs. They've equaled that total right here in the first tonight.
Wouldn't you know it? They don't have to stop here, though.
No, they don't.
Anales at second, one gone. A one ball, two-strike pitch. Breaking ball down and away. The count is even. The other thing about this series, too, is that the Lugnuts have been astoundingly consistent. They scored 5 runs in the opener, 6 runs in Game 2, 5 runs in Game 3, and 5 runs yesterday. They're one run away from their 5th run here today. It's the first inning. The pitch. Masterman hits a high fly out to center. Jake Fox backs up to his left. He reels it in. Anales tags it second. He jogs over to third, checking in the rearview mirror the whole way. Masterman flies out. Runner at third and two gone. Here's the 8th batter of the inning, and it's C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the primary catcher for this Lugnut squad. Righty against righty. 2 outs, Masterman at third. 4-0 Nuts. The pitch, very high from Spivey. Grass appreciation day today in Lake County.
Oh, you don't say.
And the Lansing Lugnuts are fine on the outfield grass. They're taking their visits. A 1-0. Very high again. Remember, there was the wild pitch that Spivey just flung over the head of his catcher, Engel. Poor Carter Spivey. Nightmarish first inning. 27 pitches, 13 for strikes. Pitch number 28 is a 2-0 to C.J. Rodriguez. Here it comes. That's across the outside corner. A good slider for a called strike one. The crowd with a Bronx cheer. The 9 games, C.J. is 4 for 28, hitting 143, but with 6 walks drawn. It's been looking better and better. The 2-1, fouled off at home. Adam, I'm going to put myself out there. I think that C.J. is going to be the next Lugnuts batter to collect his first home run of the year.
Right now?
Well, or maybe in this game, we'll see. He pounded a couple in Lansing, but the temperature just wasn't good for hitting.
I like it.
2-2. 2 outs. The pitch. Low and away for ball 3. He's got good competition, though. I think Cam Masterman is due, and you can look at a couple of others. But Butler and Anales and Wellebus all hitting their first home runs of the season here at Lake County. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Is this going to be it for Carter Spivey? He lost him with a pitch down and away for ball 4. It is Spivey's 4th walk of the inning. All eyes are on the Lake County dugout. And here comes Amir Santos. That is all for Spivey. Derek Salome is due. The number 9 hitter in the Lugnuts order here on the top of the first inning. And a call has been made to the Lake County captain's bullpen. Captains trailed the Lugnuts 4-0. Will Simpson, an RBI single. A. Rebiel Anales, a three-run double amidst all of the walks. And the walk off the mound, a long one for Carter Spivey. Well, the Lake County Captains just threw their East Carolina Pirate overboard. And him walk the plank.
He did indeed walk the plank.
Zach Jacobs is the new man in. The right-hander out of UC Riverside, whom we saw briefly earlier on in the series. Out of San Dimas, California. Makes me think of Bill and Ted. Jacobs pitched a couple of days ago. 2 days ago, he fired one scoreless inning. He allowed one hit, a double to Johnny Butler, but he struck out three, Bolte, Simpson, and Angeles.
I just can't believe the start here by the Nuts. I mean, to think about it, they ran into a first out before a run was scored, trying to get a double steal. They thought that they were safe. Didn't happen. And then they empty the bases. Four runs in this first inning. And Lansing just picking up right where they left off last night. Angeles knocked in the run to make it 5-2, give him an insurance in the top of the ninth. He knocks in three more tonight. You get the RBI single from Will Simpson. And what a start here in game 5 of 6 here in Lake County.
You said it. In the opening game of the series, the Lugnuts drew two walks from the Captains in winning the ball game 5-4. In the second game, they drew three walks and a win. In the third game, they drew one walk and a loss. Yesterday, they drew five walks and a win. Today, they've drawn four walks in the first inning. Eight batters in. Wouldn't you know it? Walking up to home plate, number one on your scorecard and in your hearts, Derek Salome. Welcome back to the starting lineup. At first base, C.J. Rodriguez. At third base, Aribel Anales. The breaking ball for a called strike one. Two outs, four runs in the first. Eduardo Rivera warms up in the Lugnuts pen for the bottom half of the first inning. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch. A ground ball weakly hit left of the mound. Third baseman Coyado gloves. He fires to first in time. Side retired. It took 33 pitches for Lake County to get through the top of the first inning. The Lugnuts played 4 on 3 hits and 4 walks. And Aribel Anales' 3-run double, the big blow. Two runners left on as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Eduardo Rivera is taking the mound with a lead to his back. 4-0 Lugnuts.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lugnuts are leading 4-0 over the Lake County Captains, and the Captains have not even come to the plate yet until right now against the lefty Eduardo Rivera. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. The southpaw Rivera against four straight lefties. First, Nate Furman, Fox and Kafis on deck and in the hole. First pitch, a fastball for a called strike one. That is how we get things going. Eduardo Rivera, the man from Puerto Rico, age 20, kicks and offers. Yanked it outside. One ball and one strike on Nate Furman, coming in hitting 237 through nine games with a grand slam earlier in this series. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and the man next to me calls him the Paladin. The pitch. And that's in there for a called strike, too.
That's a knight in shining armor. You turning me off? I wouldn't blame you.
I thought, oh, no, I didn't unmute Adam. I need to quickly unmute him. And instead, I did the opposite.
Yeah, I unmuted me.
Silencio. Yeah, here comes the 1-2 pitch from Rivera. My apologies. Furman smacks a base hit up the middle. Henry Bolte fields. Plays it in. Lead off single Furman.
Well, just to kind of get this thing going here, you want to shut them down. You get four up on the board. Don't come out casual. Come out, get those three outs, and build that lead for an inning or so. You don't want to let the Captains come right back here and cut into this deficit.
Eduardo Rivera, so far this year, one start, one relief appearance. This is start number two. The second batter is Jake Fox, and Fox takes a fastball at 92 miles an hour. Strike called. Or nothing, Lugnuts.
So you're saying the Fox is in the box?
I'm saying exactly the Fox is in the box. No locks. Ball one outside. Furman at first base, a couple of steals, once caught. Rivera, the sign, looks over, deals. Skies it. Out in the left field for Cam Masterman. Ah, this ball won't even get out of the infield. Shortstop Anales with the catch. The wind blowing from left to right today did not impede that ball all that much. Fox is out. One gun for C.J. Cephas. The Lugnuts defensively feature Cam Masterman in left, Henry Bolte in center, and Brian Guelbas in right. C.J. Rodriguez puts down the signals. Rivera to C.J. Cephas. That shot to the right side, base hit right field. Furman checks into second base. Brian Guelbas gets it in. A single, a pop out, a single. 2-1-1 out for Cooper Engel. The Lugnuts defensively around the infield. Will Simpson at first, Colby Halter at second. Aribiel Anales at short, Derek Salom at third. Cooper Engel getting played up there by the sound of outfield.
Your love.
He is a catcher. Lefty, lefty. Rivera to the plate. Broke in the slider for a called strike.
Does that mean he's catching feelings?
I do like that a catcher can appreciate outfield.
Yes, I see what you're doing.
Furman at second, Cephas at first. Breaking ball up and it nearly hit him. Did you see that Cooper Engel was ready to throw the bat away? But he didn't get hit.
I think he thought for sure he was going to get hit. I think he surprised himself that he was able to spin out of that. And I can't blame him. That came in tight.
Slid right past. 4-0 Lugnuts. Rivera to the plate. Slider outside. Looking for the double play ball to end this first inning. You know, Eduardo Rivera this year has induced two double plays. That ties him with Jacob Waters for the team lead.
And that's what Waters did yesterday. Came right out, got ground balls in the opening few innings. Love that, as mentioned, from Rivera here.
Rivera to Engel. Off the outside corner. Three balls and a strike. Cooper Engel through seven games. Adam, are you ready? Two walks, two strikeouts. He doesn't walk that much. He doesn't strike out that much. My thought is he'll be swinging if it's close here. He does swing, and he fouls it away left side. Third baseman Salom was hoping for a play, but the ball two rows back. Three balls, two strikes.
Just good to see Salom and that long hair back in action. He's excited to be back out there.
Really excited. Mike Collado's waiting on deck. It's the bottom of the first inning. Lake County looking to answer a four-run rally for Lansing in the top half. The payoff pitch foul tipped at home. Ingle stays alive.
Unlucky right there. That one was right in the mid of C.J. Rodriguez. He squeezes that. That's a second out.
Cooper Ingle, the former Clemson Tiger catcher, similar to the former Lugnuts manager, Phil Pohl. 3-2 pitch to the runner's move. No. And Ingle fouls it straight back. He barely missed that fastball. 94 miles an hour, and yet in a meaty sort of the plate.
Eric Backage, the new head man down there for Clemson Michigan connection, as we're up there in Lansing. And a lot of Michigan guys have come through for the Lugnuts the last couple of years, or a few at least.
A payoff. Hit up in the air, foul ground, left side. Catch Rodriguez throws the mask at the netting. He's out of room. One row back into the bachelor party.
They got front row seats tonight.
Right next to the Lugnuts dugout, too.
The drinks are flowing for those gentlemen down there.
Gotta pace yourself.
Yeah, the Lugnuts are going to have some... They're going to have some heckling all night long right next to their dugout.
They're being visited by a giraffe mascot right now. 3-2 pitch from Rivera. Skies it down the left side. Chance for Salome in a foul ground. The third baseman makes the two-hand squeeze. Two outs. The dangerous Cooper Ingle taken care of. Now Eduardo Rivera against Mike Collado.
The giraffe, Jesse, is showing off his undergarments. He's got the beautifully looking whitey tighties on tonight and the wonderful big-time high-top Nikes. How about that?
It's a different place here in East Lake. The pitch, Collado takes a called strike. Fastball to start him at the top of the zone.
Well, the sea will do that to you.
4-0 Lugnuts. Lake Erie. Things do get eerie here.
That's probably better said.
Furman at second, Kafis at first, a check swing roller foul right side. Strike two for Collado. Rivera's one pitch away from getting out of this.
Just don't know why more pitchers don't do that. Don't throw it across the zone, just throw it right at their bat.
Yes. Well, in tennis, you try to hit it right at the body.
Exactly.
Do you do that in pickleball?
I haven't, but I'm going to use it on you now.
Okay. Two on, two out, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Slider strikes at Collado. Eduardo Rivera ends this first inning, and just in case they needed it, Rodriguez down to the first baseman Simpson, stepping on the bag. Tack a 2-3 on the end of that K. Two singles, two left, no runs. Going to the second inning. The Lugnuts 4, the Captains nothing. Not all that eerie in the first after all.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Four in the top of the first inning for the Lugnuts, so what do they have in store for the top of the second? Let's find out. with Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 9 batted in the first. Colby Halter leads off the second and takes a called strike from the righty Zach Jacobs. Halter, well, Boston Simpson. You having deja vu?
Yeah, let's do it again, right?
Righty pitcher, lefty batter, the deal. Batted into Halter. Led off the first inning with a walk. Didn't get in on the fun. Moved to second on the walk to Brian Wellboss, and then he was ruled to have been caught stealing at third base. He was sure he was safe. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and lines it left center field. Fox waves out to his right. He gets there for the catch. One down. Good contact by Colby. Now Brian Wellboss. Halter, Wellboss, Johnny Butler, and C.J. Rodriguez all walked in the first inning. Royal Simpson had an RBI single. Henry Bolte had a single. And Avery Bielanales had a 3-run double. 4-0 nuts. The pitch breaks down and away. Ball one. Trying to put this one away nice and early. Clinch a series victory. The pitch coming. Inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jacobs kicks and throws. There's a strike called on the outside corner. For Zach Jacobs, as he rears back to deliver his mechanics, he lifts his leg, left leg up high, and his back arcs backward. Pop up, right side, foul territory. Pitcher Jacobs yields. It's the catcher, Engel, with the snag. 2 outs. And now Will Simpson. Two outs with nobody on. Lansing 4, Lake County nothing in the top of the second inning. Simpson 1-for-1 with an RBI single and the second of the 4 runs scored. Here's the deal. Jacob starts him off. Called strike inside corner.
For anybody curious at home, the walk-up music was from the Revenge of the Sith there.
Oh.
How about that?
Here's the 0-1. Fouled back into the screen. What scene?
Oh, I don't know the scene, Jesse.
Come on, Adam.
All you need to know is execute order 66.
Oh. It's interesting with the video board. There are a number of different panels and nodes that are flickering in and out. Simpson swings and misses the fastball. He's gone on strikes. With a black background, it does make it look a little bit like space, doesn't it?
It's colorful.
Yes. Simpson strikes out. Perfect frame for Zach Jacobs. Go to the bottom of the second inning. Lansing 4, Lake County nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
If you're wondering about that voice that pierces in every now and then, it's a giraffe. It's a giraffe mascot wearing tiny whitey underwear who is talking into a microphone. And it's grass appreciation night. They're doing currently guess that weight. I think the answer, Adam, is kilo. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, yeah, the answer is kilo. The lefty, Eduardo Rivera, deals to Alex Mooney. That's outside ball one. It's Grass Appreciation Day. What can we say?
You're so knowledgeable.
It's April the 20th. There's the number six batter, Mooney. Boyd on deck, then Sarate. 6-7-8. Lefty to righty. The pitch to Mooney. A chopper hit on the left side. Salome attacks off his glove, bouncing beyond Anales at shortstop. That goes into left field. And Mooney is on. Official scorer has a decision to make. There's something, Adam, that keeps dropping out of Derek Salome's back pocket. Something white that every now and then, whenever he tries to make a play, it just pops right out. It did again. It's E5 on Derek Salome. Mooney on at first. Justin Boyd, the batter. Lefty to righty. Fouled off at home. Strike one.
Hmm. Some equipment or some tape or something?
Yeah.
He's definitely got some new spikes on, though. Those white and black Nikes look fabulous.
All right, let's talk about this. The Lugnuts as an A's team, what spikes would A's players historically wear? You go all white.
Mm.
So it fascinates me who's got the fully white spikes on. The pitch from Rivera, outside. One ball, one strike on Boyd. Captain's batting, down 4-0 in the second inning. This is where we turn to our spike expert, the shoe guy, up here in the broadcast booth, Adam Jaxa, looking around. The 1-1 pitch, outside from Rivera, ball two.
Everybody in the infield's got the whites on. That's outside right. Of C.J. Rodriguez. I think he's got, well, he might have some white and grays, but Will Simpson's the only one with the black sneaks on.
Here's the 2-1. Up and inside. I could see you, if you were playing in the A's system, going either golden spikes or going with, I don't know, that beautiful bright shade of green.
I'm going with the gold, Jesse, the Kelly green Nike swoosh.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Just missed outside from Rivera. He walks Boyd. It's not a bad pitch. So an error and a walk here in the second inning. Two runners on and nobody out. In the first inning, Rivera pitched out of a two-on-one-out situation after allowing a couple of singles.
That's a tight one there, but can't get behind. He's just missing his spots so far tonight. And he's given up those couple of hits, as you said. But the main thing, you got to get out and make sure nothing comes home. He's still got a chance to do that here.
Third baseman Salome is in on the grass. Shortstop Anales up the middle. Lefty-lefty. The pitch to Angel Zarate. Shot foul left side behind his manager Santos into the Lugnuts dugout. Careful over there. Yeah, Elvis Rijo got the moves.
Jumped out of the way there. Certainly he's got those moves like Jagger.
Zarate, the number eight hitter. A strike one offering from Rivera. Strike two called, outer edge. Off speed.
Oh, you weren't going to go with the Adam Levine? Ooh, I thought you had that.
I started to think, does Adam Levine wear maroon shoes?
He doesn't even wear a shirt if you go back to his Super Bowl performance.
That's a good point. Two-strike pitch. Down and away, didn't chase. Angel Zarate is from the land of Carolina Blue. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, 17th rounder 2 years ago. One ball and two strikes, two on. The deal. Down low, two balls and two strikes.
We're looking for the Jesse Goldberg-Strassler play right here.
Oh, yeah, it's triple play territory.
It certainly is.
A very good point. Anales spreads his arms wide from his shortstop position. 2-2 pitch, Rivera to Zarate. Down low, what a knockdown by Rodriguez. He keeps Mooney at second and Boyd at first. Both of them run well. There's Anales messing with Mooney down at second base. Faking a tag. Mooney, maybe a foot or so away from the bag, quickly stretches in the foot. There's no ball in Anales' glove. Three balls and two strikes. Lake County did not try to run in this spot in the first inning. They don't run here, and Zarate takes ball four. So an error followed by back-to-back walks, and Zarate was down on the count quickly, nothing and two. Rivera lost him. The bases are loaded with nobody out, and Lake County looking to rally down 4-0.
It just doesn't look easy right now. It does not look easy for Eduardo Rivera. And you got to be very careful here because this has got the potential to turn into a high-scoring affair here if the Lugnuts don't get this nipped in the bud. And that's the only game that Lake County won in this series. They won that 6-5 game, and it came because of a grand slam early in the game. And here come the captains with the bases loaded here in this second inning.
Adam, let me make a comparison for you. Eduardo Rivera is 20 years of age. So I think about Henry Bolte, and we've talked about some games he's looked electric. Some games he has struggled. Eduardo Rivera, you go through those same inconsistent struggles where he can look great, and then suddenly here comes the hiccup. We've got a hiccup to begin this second inning. And how does he respond? Last year he had up and down moments as a member of the Stockton Ports, but when he was up, he was really good. Toward the end of the year, 7 scoreless 3 innings against Rancho Cucamonga. He deals to Tyrese Turner. Ground ball, foul, left side, off the Lugnuts dugout railing. And there's a quick strike one.
Force at every base, so watch for an infield shot. Bring it home. C.J. Rodriguez tap the plate, find a double play. Lugnuts would love that right now.
4-0 Nuts. Nobody at bottom of the second. The pitch. Turner takes down and in away from Rodriguez, but it did not squirt far, and Mooney does not try him down at third. Tyrese Turner is not known for being a power guy. He has a ton of speed. This year he has opened 3-for-21. However, Adam, he does have a couple of home runs. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, averaging a strikeout per game. Third baseman and first baseman pinching in. The deal. Up high for ball two. So he's currently high with the fastball. And he's bouncing his slider. Hitters count on 2-1. Fought off the hands. Foul right side. Up over the rooftop. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tyrese Turner with the leadoff hitting Nate Furman waiting in the wings. Furman with the grand slam earlier this series. That in the only game that Lake County has beaten Lansing.
The biggest thing Rivera needs is just get that first out.
Zarate at first, Boyd at second, Mooney at third. The lefty sets, throws. Grounded foul left side. Once again off the Lugnuts dugout. Amir Santos coaching at third for Lake County gets the ball out of there. Outfield is straight up. But if the ball is grounded to Simpson at first or Salome at third, they're throwing at home. Middle infielders, Anales at short, Halter at second. They're looking to turn two. Time granted to the catcher, Rodriguez. Something is in his eye. Boy, if you're a catcher, I think eyesight is important.
I think so, yeah.
Also important for a broadcaster. More important for CJ. Rivera to the plate, a 2-2 break even. Just didn't get the call, off the outside corner. Once again, not a bad pitch at the knees. 3-2. It looked like a straight changeup. So now a payoff with the bases loaded. Strike 3 called, he got him with a fastball. Turner was already 1/3 of the way down to first base.
I was about to say, if you're not going to call that one a strike, I'm leaving. I mean, that thing was right there. The last one looked right there. Great pitching by Rivera. Get it in there. 3-2, bases loaded. Nowhere to put him, and he fires in a strike. Gets that first out, and maybe that settles him in just a touch.
He's big and strong, Eduardo Rivera. 6'7", 261 pounds. Now offers to Nate Furman. Dropped it low, ball one, off speed to start him.
He's going to have to adapt here because it looks like a tighter strike zone tonight for Alex Shears. So you got to be on your P's and Q's there up there on the hill and poured in there.
Furman hitting Hunter Brough fastball for a grand slam 2 days ago. The 1-0. He drives it foul, left side. That was a fastball at 93 right down the middle. But he just could not get on top of it. One ball and one strike.
How big of a moment could this be in this game if Rivera finds a way to wiggle out of this? Again, double play opportunity here.
Four in the top of the first inning for the Lugnuts. Lake County threatening, bases loaded, one out, bottom of the second. Pitch, that two swatted foul off to the left.
It's amazing what a strikeout can do for your confidence, Jesse. He's struggling to find the zone, right? But he's come back, gotten himself ahead, one ball, two strikes. Now he's got a couple of options here. You got to trust C.J. Rodriguez, who's been exceptional behind the plate, keeping everything in front of him.
In general, his strikeout pitch to left-handed batters like Furman, slider. Does he go to it here? The 1-2. A ground ball down toward first, but wide of the bag and foul. One ball, two strikes, it stays. Long black sleeves underneath the road black uniform for Eduardo Rivera. Lugnuts with the black caps, black brim, silver luggy, the Lugnut on the front, road gray pants. Base is loaded, one gone. The 1-2. Furman pops it foul, back it out of play. And because that pitch count is getting up there, the left-hander Jack Owen is warming up in the Lugnuts' pen. He has thrown so many pitches this inning. 43 pitches overall for Eduardo Rivera. This inning began with an error by the third baseman Salone, then back-to-back walks, then a strikeout. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle, off the glove of Anales. It gets into center field, base hit. Mooney scores. Boyd is on his heels. He scores as the throw in is cut. Two-run single for Nate Furman. Zarate stops at second. And Lake County is on the board. Lugnuts 4, Captains 2.
Yeah, again, it's just been living on the edge here. He dodged a couple of base runners in that first inning. Bases loaded here with an error and a couple of walks, and then the base hit. And the captain's right back in this game.
Alex Mooney's run unearned because of the Salome error. Two on, one out, Jake Fox.
Would you like some deliciously good news from 20 minutes west here?
Yes, I would. But first, the lefty, the lefty. Strike called inside corner. Hit me up.
Jesse, what's better than one former Lugnut hitting a home run? How about two former Lansing Lugnuts hitting a home run? And one, his first career base hit, a home run to tie the game. Max Schumann has just gone yard for the A's.
Ah, the 0-1 pitch, down and away. Max Schumann.
Pretty darn cool.
What do they say in Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan? Do they have any kind of fight phrase?
Go Eagles.
That's it.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey, fly, Max Schumann. Fly, home run ball. The 1-1 pitch. Down in the dirt, buried. Two balls and a strike. How about that? How about Max Schumann homering for his very first major league hit?
It's incredible. And Ryan Noda had the solo shot to get him on the board. So two former Lugnuts tie the score in Cleveland. And for Max Schumann to, one, get the call-up, and two, that first hit be a home run, he'll never forget it.
2-1 pitch. Jake Fox takes ball three, lone away. Lake County is trailing 4-2, but two runs are in on the Furman single. Furman at first, Zarate at second. There's one gone. Jack Owen is ready down to the pen.
I just don't think Rivera has it tonight, Jesse. And if he lets this one go with Fox, I don't know if he's going to stay in this game.
Double play ball would get him out of this second inning. It's 3-1 to Jake Fox, outside for ball four. It is his third walk of the inning, and that reloads the bases. The batter due is C.J. Kafis, 1-for-1 with a single in a right field his first time. But first, the manager, Craig Conklin's on his way to the mound. And Eduardo Rivera's day is done. The big lefty goes 1 1/3 innings here today. 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, the 2 runs in on the Nate Furman 2-run single. Jack Owen takes over, one lefty for another. But Jack Owen and Eduardo Rivera pitch a little bit differently. Rivera 6'7", 261. Owen 6'1", 195 pounds. Fastball generally 84 to 85 miles an hour, and he throws everything. He has a curve. He has a slider. He throws a two-seam and a four-seam fastball. He has the changeup. We saw Owen work earlier in the series. He gave Lake County the full dose of his powers. Went 2/3 of an inning, faced 2 batters, and he retired Zach Fascia and Jake Fox. A line out and a fly out. Now here he sees time in a tough spot. In the bottom of the second inning, the 4 runs scored by the Lugnuts in the top of the first, knocking out the Lake County starter, Carter Spivey. That lead is in jeopardy. The Captains have played it too. There's only one out. And they've got the tying runs in scoring position and the go-ahead run out at first base. And they've got perhaps their most lethal hitter walking up to home plate in the person of C.J. Cephas. Cephas homered earlier in this series against the Lugnuts. Lefty, lefty. Zarate at third, Furman at second, Fox at first. The pitch floats across just wide of the outside corner. Ball one. Derek Salome at third, way off his line. Toes touching the grass. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nearly lost his balance. 1-1. Shortstop Anales up the middle. Second baseman Halter playing his usual spot. Over to the plate. Line drive over Colby Halter. A base hit in the right field. Angel Zarate scores. Stop sign at third base for Nate Furman. As the right fielder Brobos was ready to come up throwing. An RBI single for Cephas. And now the Lugnuts 4. The Captains 3. Bases stay loaded for Cooper Engel.
Again, you can just feel it. Bases load up here. This feels like it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight. Lansing it's not how they won the games this year, so they've got to find a way to get some outs here and get some confidence on the mound. Start stringing together outs because the Captains have come right back.
Engel takes it up and in. Did it hit him or the bat? It hit the bat for a foul ball. Strike one.
That is a lucky break for the Nuts because the base is loaded. That ties the score. If that ends up hitting him.
Eighth batter of the inning, Engel 0-1 with a foul out to the third baseman, Salome in the first. Batting here in the second. The pitch. Down and away off of Rodriguez's bit. It gets to the backstop. That allows Furman to score from third. Fox to third. Cephas to second. And we are tied. A wild pitch by Owen. 4-4 in the second inning. And the crowd is delighted. Rodriguez, a word with Jack. Takes away the force play. Let's see how the Lugnuts play this infield now. Cooper Engel, 4 doubles this year. He has great pop. They're all creeping forward now. Salome at third is closest. Here's the pitch. Strike called in the outside corner. 1-2 to Engel. Well, the battle is joined. Lake County can call it quits, right? They scored 4.
Yeah, going to be an adventurous one.
That pitch is way outside. 2-2.
We're going to see if the Lugnuts can win a game that they're not characteristically winning this year because it's been good pitching, it's been good defense, it's been building leads, and they may give up the lead here, but either way, they've given up 4 runs and 4 hits.
Angle swings, grounds down toward first base. Simpson picks up the short hop. He's got no play at the plate. So he tags out Engle approaching him up the line. All the while, Fox scores. And it's 5-4 Captains. Kafis over to third on the play. Two outs.
It's a good play right there by Simpson. He had nothing else to do. He tried to come home, realized he couldn't, so just takes the easy out. And somehow, Lansing, who has scored four runs in the first inning, has already gave it all back an inning later. And then more.
Owen misses low and in. Ball one to Mike Collado. Five runs charged to Eduardo Rivera. Kafis at third base. Collado takes a called strike. 5-4 Lake County. Three walks, one error, two hits in this frame, plus the wild pitch. Owen throws. Slow curve for a called strike two. Collado struck out to end the first inning. 1-2 pitch. He taps it foul. Big breaking ball down and in. Stays alive. Otherwise, he would have struck out to end this inning, too. That curveball from Owen, 70 miles an hour. Owen gets his sign and the pitch. Collado takes up and away. Two balls and two strikes. This one started going in the wrong direction. On the error committed by the third baseman Salome on the Mooney, leading off grounder. But then Rivera lost his command. Collado chops down toward third. Chance for Derek Salome to end the inning. Throw to first, on its way and in time. And that ends the second inning. Nine batters in. Five runs score. Two hits, three walks, one error. One runner left at third base. The Captains have the lead as we go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. 5-4 Captains on top of the Lugnuts.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hello there from Eastlake, Ohio. The Lugnuts have work to do. They put four up in the first, but they just give up five in the second, and Lansing now trails for the first time tonight. So we'll see if they can go to work. Here's Henry Bolte. First pitch, a little bit tardy, strike one. Bolte, Butler, Angeles. Lansing sent nine to the plate in the first. Went 1-2-3 in the second against the reliever Zach Jacobs, the righty. Throws home. This is shot up into the sky, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Bolte, two home runs this week. Had two driven in last night. Now has three home runs to match the number on his black Lugnuts uniform tonight. Match the black batting helmet as well. 0-2. Lifted out to shallow right. Coming in is Boyd, and he makes the catch above his head. One down. Lugnuts tonight. And since I've been here, Jesse, you'll have to fact check me on this, but we've seen the black uniforms since Thursday, a third straight night with the black jerseys. They've got the black caps tonight. Last night they had the grays, but they've got the gray pants and the black batting helmets. and the black baseball caps. Here's Johnny Butler, left side. The pitch lifted out to shallow left, coming over towards the line is Zerati. A long run, and that dunks over the head of Collado into left field. The third baseman was running with his back to home plate, couldn't quite get to it as he lost his cap. And it's a bloop single for the lefty. Johnny Butler has reached for a second time tonight. So the Lugnuts coming right back here, trying to even up this score, perhaps retake the lead. This is a good man to have up. Eurybio Angeles, 10 for 17 in this series. He's had three doubles and six extra base hits. First pitch down low, ball one.
Adam, you're right. The Lugnuts have worn black every single game of this series. They've been the men in black.
Back in black again tonight. Long hold, the 1-0. That's a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes. So what you're saying is they can deneuralize themselves and they can forget all about that second inning and just move on?
They're Galaxy defenders.
That's the MIBs. Here comes the 2-0. On that outside corner, strike one. Let's go put it on. The last jersey you'll ever wear. 5-4, captains lead the Lugnuts. We're in the top of the third. One on, one out for the Nuts. Righty on righty matchup. Jacob set. Quick throw back to first. That was close. He could zip that over there. CJ Kafis put the tag on. It's a chilly one tonight. Just short of 50 degrees. Chilliest we've had in this series. Did you say it was upper 70s earlier in the week? Here comes the 2-1. That's down low.
Adam, it was 79 degrees here on Wednesday.
And here we are, 46. Welcome to the Midwest in April. April 20th, 2024. On this Saturday night in East Lake, Ohio, coming up on 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. 3-1 count here to Angeles. The pitch on the inside corner, strike two. That looked tight right there. Angeles didn't like it. Quick word for the umpire. Check in with him. So we'll have a payoff pitch here. Angeles 10 for 17 this series with a walk, three swipes, three doubles, triple, and a home run. Open stance from the back of the box, waggles the bat. Another throw back to first. Butler gets that right hand in. He's got the oven mitt on down there. Makes it easier. Slide that over the slide-in hand so you don't get the dirt and whatnot in the way. Butler with a big lead there for a moment, dancing around first. Jacobs, the 3-2. There goes Butler. It's a bouncing ball, third base side. Foul as it's grabbed behind the bag by Collado. Just as it was important for the Lugnuts to, what you were hoping for, shut down the captains, it's just as important now that they gave up the five runs in the second that you come right back, even the score, perhaps take the lead, get some momentum back on your side at what seems like it's going to be a bullpen night for both teams and potentially a high-scoring game. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Butler is headed to second. The throw down is late as it three hops its way in there. And what do we have? Oh, they have called Johnny Butler out, saying interference on Eurybio Angeles. Wow, so they've called that now a couple of times on the Nuts in this series. Craig Conklin argued for it in his case yesterday, didn't get it. And they're getting an explanation right now, and no disagreements from the Lugnuts. So, Lansing won't get any runs back in the third. We head to the bottom of the third, and it's the captain's 5, the Lugnuts 4.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the third, we move on. 5-4, the Captains in front here at Classic Auto Park Group Stadium. The pitch home. That's down low, and it's ball one. Alex Mooney leading off. Says Classic Park still over the video board in right center. The old name here. The pitch. Here's a bouncer off the plate. Weakly hit in front of the mound. Grabbed by Owen. Shuffles. Fires to first. And he just beats Mooney down the line. There's one out to open up this third inning. So what a wild game we've already had. Four runs for the Lugnuts in that first inning. They brought nine batters to the plate. And the Captains knock out Eduardo Rivera with nine batters coming to the plate, three walks and a couple of hits and an error. And they take the lead 5-4. Pitch home. Boy takes it outside. Ball one. The lefty Jack Owen against the righty Justin Boyd, right fielder for the Captains. Winds the bat, the pitch. That's outside, two balls, no strikes. Jack Owen, the former Auburn Tiger, 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old from Eliseo Viejo, California. The pitch, whacked out to left center field, long run, and it bounces in front of Masterman and then bounces away from him. He gathers it back, though, and gets it in, so a base hit for Boyd.
Adam, that ball was hit with such top spin. If it stays in the air a little bit longer, it's going to be caught. But because of the top spin, it's sinking the whole way.
And that benefited Boyd, indeed. Yeah, you're right. That thing doesn't sink. It's an out. So the Captains have come to hit tonight. Lansing, for the majority of this series, outside of their loss, they've shut down the Captains' offense. But not the case so far tonight. The pitch. The lefty, Angel Zarate, takes it in there. Strike one. Good-looking pitch from Jack Owen. He's got those black socks pulled up about three-quarters of the way of the lower leg. Pants tucked in just below the knees for him. Those gray pants, black jersey, black caps. There goes the runner. The pitch. It's outside. Rodriguez on the transfer from mitt to hand. Fumbles it. It's a stolen base for Boyd. And the Lugnuts are just scuffling right now here in the last couple of innings, trying to find some momentum back on their side. Even you go back to the end of the top of the third moments ago where it looks like they have a steal. Runner at second base. Aribe Alanjales gets called for batter interference. So it's a double play and the inning is over. 1-1 pitch. That's a little bit below the zone. It's 2-1. Boy, from what we're seeing, that looks right there. Some tough squeezes here for Nuts pitching. First with Rivera, who walked three, and a couple pitches here for Owen. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball is weakly hit. Third base side, cued foul. And it's lying dead there about 45 feet down the third base side where Derek Salone picks it up, hands it over to the batting boy. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Captains. Four runs, four hits, one run, or one error for the Lugnuts.
It's that sort of game. You say, somebody needs to make a play.
You got to get yourselves back into it after the four-run lead has vanished, and now you trail. 2-2. Breaking ball way outside. It would start with putting together a quick half inning, but they're struggling. Even the zero put up in the first. The Captains had two base hits nearly scored in that frame. Now another base runner in the third. And the Lugnuts that have put on pressure in this series offensively. The captain's doing it tonight. Pitch. That is up high and outside, ball four.
That is so uncharacteristic of Jack. He just does not walk a lot of guys.
And that's why he's been a staple out of the pen. Comes out, can throw strikes, can get you through a couple of innings. But now two runners on, one out, 5-4 captains, bottom three. Here comes Tyrese Turner. Speaking of turn, a turn in this game so far through the first few innings. Coming up on a third of the way, and wildness. This is lifted out to right field. Over to his right is Buelva, sizing it up, makes the catch. A tag from second. Boyd heads to third. The throw cut off. They're at the corners, two outs.
Needed a first pitch out. And now suddenly the question becomes, how do you control Nate Furman, who has been the offense, him and C.J. Cephas? They've been public enemies numbers one and two for Lake County in terms of doing damage.
They certainly have. And Furman had two times he reached last night. We talked about it. He had the grand slam in their victory on Thursday, 6-5. Knocked in two in the last half inning. The pitch. Lefty takes it across the inner third of the plate. Strike one. Nice pitch by Owen. Lefty-lefty matchup. I think favors Jack on the hill. 5-4 captains looking for more with a runner at each corner. The pitch home. This is ripped out to right center field. It's a base hit, and another one driven in for Furman. In to score comes Boyd. It's 6-4 Lake County. Three hits, all singles, and three driven in for Nate Furman. Runners still at first and second, and Lansing just is struggling tonight to get the captains out. There's this great offense that Lake County's been waiting to explode in this series. Jake Fox into the box, and the first pitch is in for strike one. Continuing the struggles for the Nuts on weekend games. They have not won on a Saturday or a Sunday. Owen kicks and throws. Snaps the mitt of Rodriguez right across the belt. Strike two. Bright gold Adidas sneaks. High tops for Jake Fox tonight. He's got Zarate at second. Furman at first. A run already in. 6-4 captains. The pitch. Breaking ball is last foul, first base side. About 10 runs, 10 hits, and an error. And we're only 2 2/3 through. Jack Owen looks the runner back to second base. Well, the crowd is... They're adventurous tonight, getting after it. Vocal, 0-2. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. Of course, you knew you were going to get there. You got a bachelor party down there.
I think you might have a couple of different parties going on. Adam, entering play today. The Lugnuts pitchers had been allowing an average of 3 runs per game on the weekday and 9 runs per game on the weekend.
1-2. Roped out to right field. Back goes Buelvas. He's at the wall, looks up, and this is gone. Unreal. Fox leaves the box, and the captains have blown it open.
That's 9.
Nine to four, captain lead. They follow up a 5-run second with a 4-run third.
What a rough early season for Jack Owen. Same thing happened to him last Saturday against Great Lakes.
Said it. He's been a reliable arm for the Nuts. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. What a turn in this game. It was 4-0 half an hour ago.
Game of runs, Adam.
That's right. That's what they call baseball. The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. Who needs the NBA playoffs when you've got Captain's Lugnuts? Game 5 of 6. We don't need 7 games. 1-1. This is lifted out to right center field. The park will hold this one. Welba circles to his right, and he makes the catch. So the bandbox gives up another home run, the 12th this year for the Captains, and they explode for 4 runs in the third. We're heading to the fourth. 9-4, Lake County leads Lansing.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A wacky one tonight in Eastlake, Ohio. We wouldn't expect anything less on 4/20/2024. A Saturday evening in April. Adam Jaxa, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. 9-4, Lake County leads. They're on a 9-0 run, and they've erased the 4-0 run for the Lugnuts. See if Lansing can get something back. Here, Cameron Masterman, CJ Rodriguez, and Derek Salone. The three batters due up for the men in black tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fell right under the hands of Cameron Masterman. Zach Jacobs is the righty that has been in relief since the end of the first inning. He came in to face the ninth and final batter, Derek Salome, in the first. After 4 runs came in against Carter Spivey, the right-handed starter. The pitch. That's inside. 1-1. Pitch home. This is lifted out to shallow center field. Fox goes out initially, comes back in on the run, makes the catch by his left shoulder, and there's one down. You know, you could say after Lansing led 4-0 after one that they were rocking and rolling.
You could say that. Offense making some sweet music.
And we're having a good time. And we, Jesse and I, had a good time. We visited the Rock and Roll Museum today. It was a bouncing ball foul. Third base side, CJ Rodriguez.
We let the good times roll.
We sure did.
When in Cleveland.
The 0-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner. No balls, 2 strikes.
Big question for you. Does Cleveland rock?
Cleveland absolutely rocks. Cleveland rocks so hard, they host the Rock and Roll Museum. Pretty cool. 0-2. Down low. 1-2. If you've never been, which, ironically enough, Jesse and I, we've never been, and I've been to Cleveland 10-plus times for MAC tournament stuff, for driving through, coming over here. 1-2. It's way inside. 2-2. You've made this trip numerous times. Finally got a chance to go, and I thought it was really, really cool.
It exceeded my expectations.
2-2 pitch. That's outside. 3-2. If you've never been there, it's right on Lake Erie, right next to the Brown Stadium, and it's a big triangle-shaped building, and you just go up and up. There's six floors. 3-2. This is popped up behind home plate, coming our way out of play. And that dunks down on the roof above us. It was awesome. You get right in there, you go down, and you just see all of the history of rock and roll. And then every floor, there's more and more and more. 3-2 pitch. That's down low, ball four. So CJ Rodriguez gets aboard. Second time tonight that he's walked. I mean, all of the jackets and the items of clothing that the rock stars wore. You got the Elvis Presley white-looking suit that he wore. His first motorcycle that he drove was in there still with the Tennessee license plate on it. There's a big section all for the Beatles. Pitch home. Derek Salome takes it down low. One ball, no strikes. 9-4, captain's lead in the top of the fourth.
The Metallica drum set.
Just awesome stuff in there.
And spanning the decades and generations.
1-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one. I mean, if you're a rock fan, if you're a music fan, you definitely have to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Check it out.
Shaped like a pyramid.
Pitch. That's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. And oh, they've got recent history too. The Tortured Poets Department album from Taylor Swift. It's already up there on sale for you.
Adam and I went on Taylor Swift Day, where you could see all the different T. Swift inspirations.
Well, there were little girls that were very inspired looking at Taylor Swift and everything they had. It was pretty darn cool.
They had a Swift dress.
1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Kyoto to his left has it. Flips to second for one. Relay to first, and it's in time. Double play. The Captains have all the momentum behind their rabid fans. They lead 9-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Let's hit them with some trivia time when we return to Classic Auto Group Park.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth inning as we bring you back to Classic Auto Group Park. The head groundsman going over his favorite lawn cuts of the field here. It is Grass Appreciation Day. Exquisite. 9-4. The Captains lead the Lugnuts as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Dylan Hall, the new man in.
You think he appreciates grass?
I appreciate a good cut for the field. I enjoyed that video. Just the groundskeeper saying, "Yeah, look at this. I like this. People like this. This takes an hour and a half. Now let me show you this type of cut for the field. That takes 3 hours." I like knowing how long it takes him to mow the field in different patterns.
I wish he would have broke down how they work, because I agree it's interesting. It's checkerboxed in the infield, and then you've got the long rectangle patterns in the outfield. All right, so here comes Dylan Hall, as Jesse mentioned, first right-hander on the hill tonight for the Nuts, and he will get to hear from the bachelor party. Oh, they go two balls, no strikes.
Wow.
A double pitch clock infraction? I've never seen that before. Pitch home. That's down low, so it's 3-0. How does that work? We just started a half inning. Two went up before we had one. Next pitch. That's in there, strike one.
He took so long, and then he stepped off the rubber, and he got the double penalty from Alex Shears.
Wow. And now we've got time call. Balk, CJ Kafis, two hits. Cooper Engel on the forehill with a home run. Coyano just had the home run. First hit for Alex Mooney. Everybody has reached tonight outside of Tyrese Turner. And here comes Don Schulze to have a visit with Dylan Hall. What's the message here, Jesse, after giving up two home runs and a hard hit base hit to try and settle him down?
Well, first, it's take a deep breath, right? This is calling a timeout because when he came into this game, I do not want to slip past the fact that he had the two pitch clock infractions against him. So things were not starting off sharp and right in gear. So it's, hey, get your mind right. Take a deep breath, figure things out, clear everything away, and go focus against Justin Boyd. Lock in.
Here's the righty Justin Boyd against the righty. And the first pitch from Hall, it's in there, strike one. There you go. 11-4, captains lead the Lugnuts. I feel like it's a good time to do some trivia. What about you?
I think that's a great idea.
A hootin' good time. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Well, the Lugnuts certainly will have an uphill battle to come back tonight. They may drop one here tonight. So instead of talking about losing, let's talk about winning for the trivia question. 1-1, swing and a miss from Boyd. Ball, two strikes. Last night we asked you about the A's best starts through 40 games in their history. Tonight, we'd like to know their best season in their franchise's history. 1-2, that's outside. Two balls and two strikes. And that based on wins. What year did the A's have the most wins in their franchise history? There's a long way to go. Check them out and let us know. We'll answer it for you in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch home. Check swing. It's outside. Three balls, two strikes. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com, the email you can write into.
Yo.
Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. Adam Jaxa on Twitter. You can write in that way. You can text, call, email, beep Jesse on his cell phone. 3-2. This is kicked back up over the netting. Jesse actually still has a pager and a BlackBerry as well. So if you have those numbers, he's also got a fax number on him. Any way you'd like to communicate with him, send in
flip phone
your answer.
Send me a telegram.
3-2 pitch. That's outside. Ball four, miss with the slider. Jesse's also got the old Nextel where you could walkie-talkie so you didn't have to call. So you just buzz right into the broadcast. But again, most wins in a season in A's franchise history. What year was it? Let us know, and we'll answer that for you in the bottom of the seventh.
Talking A's glory years, and they've had quite a few of them.
They certainly have.
Stretches of dominance throughout the decades.
In multiple cities across the U.S. Pretty cool. Angel Zerotti steps into the box. The pitch to the lefty. That's down low. Knocked down by Rodriguez. It is all captains. And if you joined us from the start, you're going, what happened? Well, Lake County scored five runs in the second after they trailed 4-0 in the first. Then tacked on four in the third. They knocked down Eduardo Rivera and Jack Owen. And now they've tacked on two solo shots here in the fourth. The pitch. This is ripped up in the air to center field. Bolte has room, though. Backs up, now comes forward, and he makes the catch. Throws it to third. Here's the tag, the slide, and it is just late. What an arm from Henry Bolte, though. Nearly got it there. Salome's tag was just a tick late. Zerotti is retired for the first out, and Mooney is over to third base.
That throw was on the money, and that throw was flat-footed. He didn't build up any momentum behind it. That, I think, is the first true time that we've had the opportunity to see the Bolte arm strength.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It's exactly right. We have not seen him have an opportunity to show off that strength he did right there, and it looks legit. Here's Tyrese Turner from the left side. The pitch home. That's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Captains 11, Lugnuts 4. 10 hits for the Caps, 4 hits for the Nuts. One error for Lansing, none for Lake County. As the gold numbers and letters light up on the scoreboard in right center to tell us. The pitch, that's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike.
They just held Western Michigan against Michigan State at Jackson Field on Wednesday, and it was ended because of mercy rule. Michigan State won it. There's no mercy rule in minor league baseball, so we really don't know what the opportunity holds for all of these guys the rest of the game.
The pitch, foul, first base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and that's a newer rule that they've just implemented in college baseball the last couple of years. It's a 10-run rule after 7. They've had a run rule in college softball for years, but baseball just went to it, and it's a managerial decision in the meeting with the umpires at the beginning of the game if they want to implement it. 1-2 pitch. Popped out to center field. Weakly hit. Bolte coming in, and it drops in for a base hit. From third, here comes Mooney to score. 12-4 Captains. RBI single from Turner. Every captain has now reached at least once tonight, and we're only in the fourth. It's unfortunate right there for Dylan Hall. He's had such hard contact against him. Engel, Coyado, and Mooney, and there he got the weak contact, but it was perfectly placed. So runners at first and second. We go back to the top of the card. Nate Furman from the left. The pitch, and the Paladin takes it on the outside corner. Strike one.
I always look back upon a game from 2014, Adam. The Clinton Lumber Kings and the Burlington Bees. Burlington blew a 17-1 lead in the sixth inning.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance.
The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. 1 ball, 1 strike.
6 in the bottom of the sixth made it 17-7. 5 in the eighth and then 5 in the ninth forced extra innings. They won it in the 12th.
Let's go all the way out into April 21st. Play through tonight. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, the Lugnuts certainly have some opportunities. Their offense have been red hot in this series, and they will have the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th to get some runs back. But they got a long way back, down by 8 runs. And they have been shut out the last few innings. After they scored 4 in that first inning, they have not been able to do anything against the reliever, Zach Jacobs. Ready-lefty matchup, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Furman trying to come around on the outside corner. And that is out number 2.
Well, the offense has had base runners. C.J. Rodriguez drew a walk. There was the Johnny Butler single, but then he was called out trying to steal second when Aribel Anales was ruled to have interfered with the catcher. So little things here and there have obstructed this offense, this powerful offense here. Meanwhile, the pitchers, hey, any out right now is important.
Jake Fox steps in, the pitch, and that's in there, strike one. Fox left the box in the third with the home run out to right field. Over the wall and gone to start the home run hitting tonight. 3 home runs tonight for the Captains to give them 14 on the season. First and second, 2 outs. The pitch, outside. 12-4, Lake County leads Lansing. Lugnuts lead the series 3-1. This would give Lake County a chance to even the series tomorrow if they hold on and win tonight. 1-1 pitch. Walloped up into the blue sky. Right field, Blaubas coming over towards the gap, makes the catch. And that is going to do it. 3 more runs come in on solo shots from Engel and Coyado, and a bloop single from Turner. It is 12-4 Captains. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, maybe with some better luck, as he takes the P-by-P for the 5th.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Four in the top of the first inning for the Lugnuts. Five in the second, four in the third, three in the fourth inning for the Lake County Captains, who now lead the Lugs 12-4 as we enter the fifth inning. Jessica Bergstrassler with Adam Jackson from Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio, where it is chilly. It is very chilly. It is so chilly that we were discussing on the field earlier. Johnny Christensen, in charge of strength and conditioning. Noah Huff, the athletic trainer. What you call a winter hat, I would call it a winter hat. Is it a beanie? Is it a stocking hat? They're being worn in the dugouts. All the while, Zach Jacobs deals down and in ball one to the leadoff hitting Colby Halter. Halter, Wilbas, and Simpson. 1, 2, and 3 in the order. In Canada, they would say a took. Right at a lefty, the pitch. Halter takes, strike called inside corner. Currently 43 degrees in East Lake, Ohio. Here's the pitch. Halter fouls it off into the screen. Colby walked but was caught stealing in the first inning, an inning in which the Lugnuts scored 4 runs. Lined out to the center fielder Fox in the second. Zach Jacobs has faced the minimum. He offers. Halter goes down swinging. Third strikeout for Jacobs. What relief he has provided.
He's steadied them in a big way, and their offense has made it even more relaxing for him.
He is the captain of this ship.
He's steering him in the right direction.
Ryan Wilbas has walked, scored a run, and fouled out. Ball one, down and away. 12-4 Lake County. The pitch. That's down low. You really don't have to understand the fans.
Good, because I don't, Jesse.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the baseball. 2-0 coming. Strike called outside corner. Earlier today, I took a trip right down the road in nearby Mentor, where the Lugnuts used to stay here in the Road Hotel. There's a historical site. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Wilbas fouls it straight back. It's the presidential home of James A. Garfield. President back in 1881, but not president for very long. 2-2 pitch. Line drive right field. Base hit Wilbas. Center fielder Fox gets it in. And he holds Wilbas to the one-out single. Ryan is on for a second time in 3 plate appearances. Will Simpson comes up, top of the fifth, one on, one out, Lansing down 12-4. James A. Garfield was born in Moreland Hills, Ohio, which is located just 25 minutes to the south. And then he purchased this land in 1876, about, 5 minutes away, right down the road in a suburban neighborhood now. The pitch to Will Simpson, swing and a miss, strike one. Adam, if you go down, it's on the main drag. You and I have been down this road many a time. There are the houses, and there suddenly is the Garfield place, the estate, this farm where he and his wife and family lived. Strike one pitch from Zach Jacobs. Simpson takes a called strike two. They nicknamed it, and when I say they, I mean the media, nicknamed it Lawnfield on this Grass Appreciation Day here in East Lake, Ohio.
Perfection.
Yeah. I mean, farm, there's a windmill. The windmill's really cool. It was doing its work today.
To the windmill.
to the wall. Will Simpson is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored, and he struck out. He's down to the count, nothing and two. And he strikes out again. Fastball away gets him. Two outs.
That's pretty darn cool. You had a historical filled day.
Yeah, it was great. Let me give you a James Garfield trivia question.
Let's hear it.
James Garfield said, "My God, what is there in this place that a man should ever get into it?" What was he referring to? Henry Bolte is the new batter for the Lugnuts. Buelbas at first, two outs. The pitch. Down, ball one. You want multiple choice, or you think you might have an idea?
Could I get the question again, Alex?
My God! This is something said by James A. Garfield. What was he referring to? My God, what is there in this place that a man should ever get into it? The pitch. Drilled foul right side. 12-4, captains leading the Lugnuts, Lansing batting in the top of the fifth.
Is he talking about the first time the Lansing Lugnuts won the Midwest League Championship?
He was not, but that's a great guess. He was talking about the White House. What is there in the White House that a man should ever get into it? The pitch, fouled up and off the hands, out of play to the right side. He didn't even specifically run for president. He was an Ohio senator. He was in Congress, okay? And sitting member of the House. He had just been elected to the Senate in 1880. And he was at the Republican National Convention, and they were trying to decide on a senator. And it took till the 36th ballot. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Henry Bolte. Up high. Well, the first 35 ballots, everybody that they tried, they were split. There were two different sides of the Republican Party. The stalwarts and the half-breeds. And finally, they found a compromise. They said, what about James Garfield? We love him. Major general in the Civil War. And they nominated him, and he won. Over to first base, Buelbas got back in. So there goes Senator Garfield going, I guess I'm the choice. And you know how he campaigned for president? He sat on his front porch right down the road, and tons and tons and tons of people came to listen to him speak. And he was elected president. Here's the pitch. Up and inside. They called it the first successful front porch campaign. What was radical about that? Well, at the time, this is 1880, you weren't supposed to talk for yourself if you were running for office. Other people were supposed to talk for you. But he was a better talker than anybody else. Buelbas runs, payoff. Buelbas fouls it away right side. Any questions so far?
Just a statement.
Yeah.
In an election year?
Yes.
Can we go back to that?
Yes.
Don't talk about yourself.
Don't
have
talk
people
about
talk
yourself.
For you. Boy, that would solve a lot of headaches.
Garfield was a remarkable rags-to-riches story. He was born in poverty. His dad died when he was 2 years old. So desperately poor, he tried to get a job on a boat in Lake Erie. Finally, they gave him a job managing the mules. 3-2 pitch, waved at and missed. Bolte strikes out. The side retired. We're going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lansing just collects the single. That's it. In the bottom half of the fifth, do you mind if I talk about the Garfield tragedy?
I solemnly swear to listen.
Yeah. Let's go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Is Mooney coming up? It's 12-4. Lake County is leading the Lansing Lugnuts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Dylan Hall rolls back to the mound, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hall and the Lugnuts are trailing 12-4 to the Lake County Captains. Kafis, Engel, Collado, 3, 4, and 5 coming up for Lake County. Hall pitched the fourth inning. He allowed back-to-back home runs to Cooper Engle and Mike Collado to begin his outing. He'll take on them in just a second, but first, here's C.J. Cephas. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Talking in the top half of this inning about the President James A. Garfield. Back in 1881, he was president, and the presidential house is right down the road here in Lake County. 1-0. That's lashed on a line out to center field. Henry Bolte back to his left. Can he get there? Over his head, one hops, and off the wall. Bolte plays it, gets it in. Cephas lands at second base with a double as the throw goes all the way into the pitcher Hall. Leadoff stand-up double. Cephas' third hit of the game. Adam Jacks, a quick trivia question. Who is the first left-handed president?
William Taft.
James Garfield. You saw that one coming. He was ambidextrous, actually. He could write in Greek with one hand. He could write in Latin with the other hand. And he could do so at the exact same time. Are you done with all of these amazing James Garfield facts?
No, man. Keep them coming.
Cooper Engle lines the first pitch he sees to right field. Grabbed by Brian Guilabas. Cephas back to second base. I mean, he was really a remarkable guy. I think he was also the first person in the history of the United States, Garfield, to try his first case at the Supreme Court. They said, hey, come right over to the Supreme Court. And that's where he did. He was a lawyer. He was also a preacher. He was a state senator and U.S. president. Here's Mike Collado, who takes ball one down low. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Cephas at second base for Lake County, leading 12-4. Collado is 1-for-3 with a homer. Here's the tragedy, though. It was 200 days into his presidency. It was July the 2nd, 1881. And James Garfield was the second president assassinated. The 1-0 is waved at and missed strike one. You figure after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, there would be a ton of security, right? And in fact, with Lincoln, that's when the secret security was created. However, 1-1 pitch to Mike Collado. Up high, James Garfield and the country basically chalked the Lincoln assassination down to it happened because of the Civil War. It's not going to happen again. Nobody's going to try to kill another president again. They published Garfield's movements in the newspaper. Everyone knew where he was. This pitch is outside. He had no personal security. He was just out there in public. And on this occasion, he was at the Baltimore and Potomac Railroad. He was at the 6th Street Station. Is on his way with members of his administration, including the son of Abraham Lincoln, who was part of his cabinet. 3-1 is lifted high in the air by Collado, out to left field. Cam Masterman in, but it's the center fielder Bolte who makes the catch. And there's two outs, Cephas back to second. And that's when a guy named Charles Gateau shot him from behind. Charles Gateau shot his gun twice at him, grazed Garfield's arm with one shot, the other shot hit him in the back. Shattered a rib, lodged in his abdomen. There have been doctors all these many years later who've said, looking at the wound, this should not have been fatal. And in fact, in today's day and age, he should have recovered in a couple of days. Alex Mooney takes a ball outside. But James Garfield was attended by Dr. Willard Bliss. Here's another weird fact for you. Dr. Bliss's first name was Doctor. That's how he was born. His parents named him Doctor. He was Doctor. Swing and a miss by Alex Mooney. One ball, one strike. He didn't know where the bullet was, but he thought he did. He and a dozen doctors probed the wound. They did not sterilize their hands. They used their fingers. They used unsterilized equipment. Sepsis set in, infection. That's what killed him. Breaking ball foul tipped in the mitt of the catcher Rodriguez. One ball and two strikes to Mooney. Total tragedy. Unnecessary death of James A. Garfield. He was shot July the 2nd. He did not die until mid-September because of the doctor's mishandling of the case. Two outs, runner at second, 12-4. Captains, 1-2 pitch. Mooney fouls it off at home. Alexander Graham Bell showed up, the great inventor, and he said, we can find the bullet. This is the problem. The bullet is still in there. We need to get it out. He brought a metal detector. And so they used the metal detector to find the bullet. Here's the problem. Garfield was on a bed with metal bed springs. And Alexander Graham Bell kept saying, boy, there's a lot of metal in his body. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. The metal detector kept on finding the metal of the bed. And especially with Dr. Bliss saying, don't look here with your metal detector. Look here. Bliss had them looking in the wrong place. They never found the bullet. And Garfield, this brilliant man, a man who maybe didn't want to be president, brilliant orator, he died, and he died only months into his presidency. Tapper out in front of the plate. The pitcher, Hallfield, fires to first, and they nip him at the bag. That ends the fifth inning. So James Garfield, you know the name from the cartoon cat, a remarkable man, a very short-lived presidential administration. It's a humble house and everything right down the road. It's very interesting, I found here in Mentor and East Lake, Ohio.
It's a tragic story, indeed. But, you know, history and all of these presidents, it's really cool to learn about.
Charles Guiteau only shot him, not because he had anything against Garfield per se. He wanted to unite the Republican Party. Well, a tragedy for the nation in 1881. In 2024, it's 12-4. Lake County leads Lansing. Hall the goose egg. And we're going to the sixth inning. We'll do some sixth inning slang coming up. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As we go to the top of the sixth inning, the Lansing Lugnuts batters coming up 5-6-7. Butler, Angeles, and Masterman trailing 12-4 to the Lake County Captains and their new pitcher, Alaska Abney. Johnny Butler, the first man up, takes ball one. Left-handed batter against the sidewinding right-hander. Who deals? On the slider, fought off the hands, foul, left side. Count is 1-1. On this 420, Adam, you know what a baked Alaska is. Alaska Abney, the new man on the mound. If you wanted to order a baked Alaska, what would you be getting?
An Eskimo?
You would not. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So it's a dessert.
Well, that sounds lovely right now.
It's wonderful. You've got your cake. You've got ice cream in the middle of the cake. Marshmallow meringue is the coating for this cake, which is around the ice cream. One, two. Up and inside. It's an ice cream cake, but it's better.
Hold on, dude. You're talking to two, like, big lovers of ice cream cake up here in this booth right now.
Let me show you these photographs. Here's the pitch from Abney, up high.
Look
three
at
balls
this
and two
photograph.
Strikes. Doesn't it make you laugh? So look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? The layers, the coating. It's a baked Alaska.
I love it.
We gotta get you one of these days. 3-2, swing and a miss. Butler strikes out. One away, top of the sixth inning. Here's your sixth inning slang today. What is a, on this day that you and I visited the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we'll take things back a bit. What's a banjo hit? I saw my banjos today at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with some rockabilly. What is a banjo hit? Answer
okay.
Coming in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Avery Bilanales is the batter. 1-2. 3-run double. Takes a called strike. That 3-run double was back when this game was fun for the Lugnuts. Back when they were scoring 4 in the first inning and knocking out the starter, Carter Spivey. Things changed.
That's all right, Jesse. We'll make it fun up here.
Yeah. 0-1. Anales takes. Strike 2 called. Front door breaking ball. That's our jobs.
Now, I've got a theory here.
I like it. That reminds me of one last fact about James Garfield. Are you ready? 0-2. Adelaide takes a ball outside. James Garfield published a proof of a Pythagorean theorem. I'm sorry. How many presidents have done that?
That, I don't think many.
Dude rooted out corruption in the post office. Barely in office. 1-2. Strike 3 called. Outside corner at the letters. Anonilace is down watching. And the last 5 outs have been recorded via strikeout of this Lugnuts lineup. 3 in the 5th, and now the first 2 here in the 6th inning.
Where does Odie fit into all of this?
John Arbuckle. You know, some folks hate Mondays. The Lugnuts so far hate weekends. Cam Masterman takes ball 1 outside. I was a devotee to the Garfield cartoon. The comic strip, I could take it or leave it. But the cartoon was on when I was a kid, and it was terrific. 1-0. Shot foul into the screen on the right side.
Poor Odie, always getting badgered.
Always, but you know what? Kept a positive attitude throughout. Even when Garfield would punt him off the table.
You're an Odie, Jesse. Positive.
Are you Garfield?
Keep moving it forward. Well, I'm more of that than an Odie.
Okay. The 1-1 pitch. Chopper hit on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Furman charges, accepts those to first. Masterman out, so with the Lugnuts. We're going to the bottom of the 6th inning. What are your thoughts on lasagna?
Love it.
Okay. Well, it works out beautifully. 12-4 Lake County through 5.5 from East Lake, Ohio.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Did you forget that this is Pantera Night? That is, Eduardo Rivera started it, and now Blaise Pontes takes over on the hill for the Lugnuts. Lansing trailing 12-4 to Lake County. In order to get to Pontes, Eduardo Rivera only went 1 1/3 innings. So then Jack Owen came in. He took it 1 2/3 innings. And then Dylan Hall the last 2 innings. And none of those 3 pitchers were treated all that nicely. Rivera allowed 5 runs, 3 earned in 1 1/3. Jack Owen, 4 runs allowed, all earned in 1 2/3. Dylan Hall, 3 runs on 5 hits in 2 innings. Lake County has 3 homers. Justin Boyd leads off the bottom of the 6th against Blaze. Righty to righty. Pontes offers. Fastball for a called strike. And with Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Boyd, Zarate, Turner, 7-8-9. An 0-1 for Justin Boyd. Pops foul, the breaking ball, out of play right side. Strike 2.
Jesse, do you know what pont means in Latin?
P-O-N-T?
Yeah, P-O-N-T. The first half of Pantera.
I was thinking Pontius Pilate.
Yeah. No.
Oh. An 0-2. That's down and away. P-O-N-T, what does it mean?
It means bridge. So I think Pantera works great.
Oh, he bridges the... This is lovely. I like it. 1-2 strike pitch. That's a little bit high. Look at you dropping your Latin knowledge.
That's the extent of it. And that's only because I looked it up today. But how about that? It works out.
Yeah. I know some pig Latin. 2-2. Load away. Full count for Boyd, who has walked twice already, plus a single.
Coming up in the bottom of the sixth, Jesse does broadcasting in pig Latin.
Oh, nay.
And we're off.
Oh, nay, away. Payoff. Boyd goes down swinging. Blaise Pontes pulls the string. One gone. K.
Backwards K or just a forward K?
That would be a forward-facing K. Here is Angel Sarate. Pitch is on its way. Inside. Ball one.
By the way, that's it.
Sixth inning slang today is a banjo hit. Strumming on that banjo. What is a banjo hit in the world of baseball? And a one toss. And a smack on the ground down toward short. Picked up by Anles. The third of first. And Simpson has out number two.
All right, I'm going to give you my one guess.
Yeah, let's go.
I thought I remember this being like a bloop hit or something like that.
Yeah, basically. So I want you to go back to, if a batter crushes a baseball, what is the sound of the ball off the bat?
Crack.
Yes. So the sound of a plink on the banjo is not quite plink. A crack. And so, exactly. Here's Tyrese Turner, switch hitter, batting left. Two outs, nobody on, 12-4 captains. He checks his swing, takes a called strike. It is a hit where it's a little plink.
A flick of the string.
Yeah. Now, technically, back when it was first coined, it was a ground ball sort of single. The 0-1 is down low, like a swinging bunt or a bleeder, an infield hit, that sort of thing. A little plink. But that's a banjo hit.
Okay.
Don't hit it hard.
Just hit it where the defense isn't.
You'd get nice and lucky. Colby Halter's RBI single in the first game of the series was a banjo hit. Turner takes a ball high. Two balls and a strike. Hey, take your hits however you can get them. Sometimes, as been the case for Lake County today, the hits have just kept on coming.
Like one does that plays the banjo.
2-1. Line drive right field. That ball's down for base hit. And Brian Wilbas plays it in. Single for Tyrese Turner. What was I saying about all their hits?
Yeah.
13 of them now for Lake County. Top of the order, time and Nate Furman. Furman is 3-for-4, 3 singles, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored.
Boy, he's been the knight in shining armor tonight.
Paladin. First pitch. Furman takes. Stry called outside corner. Turner is being held on at first base by Simpson. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2 outs. Righty to left-handed batter. Up and away from Pontes. 1-ball, 1-strike. Five runs in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth for Lake County. Chopper hit on the right side. Room service hop, Colby Halter. Fires to first to end this sixth inning. Scoreless frame for Blaise Pontes and his first inning out of the pen. That sends us to the seventh, where Adam Jackson will take over as our star. Captain's 12, Lugnuts 4.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Six down, three to go here in East Lake, Ohio. Game 5 of 6, and Lansing, believe it or not, once led 4-0, but they trail now 12-4, the Captains' 12 straight runs. 5 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth. 5-4-3. They did not get 2 in the fifth, and they didn't get 1 in the sixth, but here we are in the seventh. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler with you. Alaska Abney is back out there. The right-hander, the third right-hander on the hill tonight for the Captains. Long hair and a fierce, fierce mustache. The pitch. That's low and inside. Ball one to C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez followed by Derek Salome and Colby Halter. Black Sox pulled up for Abney. Blue cap on his head, white uniform. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Rodriguez tonight has walked twice. A good job getting on base. The Lugnuts in total with 5 walks, 4 coming in that first inning. The pitch home. That's up and inside. 2-1.
Do you know that Alaska Abney's middle name is Knight? K-N-I-G-H-T, Knight?
I did not. He's having a night. His team is. The pitch. That's a changeup that's in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
The reason he is named Alaska is his parents took a trip to Alaska before he was born. They loved Alaska, and they thought, let's name our baby Alaska.
I like it. The pitch home. This is lifted out to shallow center field. Back goes the shortstop. Moody loses his cap. In comes the center fielder, Fox, and it's Fox that makes the catch. 1 down. You know my theory that I was going to tell you earlier? I forgot to mention it to you.
Yeah.
Abney from Alaska. What do we think of Alaska? Or what do I think of Alaska? Bald eagles. There's millions of them out there. His throw home, he kind of looks like an eagle on the hill because he's got both of his arms out, kind of like draped by his sides.
You know, they do say a throw, he's winging it home.
That's right. The pitch, winged in there for strike one. Something there, a little bit.
Can we call the mound his airy?
Sure, what's the airy?
Isn't that the name of a bald eagle's nest?
You got me,
B. I think it's an airy.
The pitch? That's on the outside corner. Can you confirm?
Freedom. Sure.
Well, he's got the white uniform tonight to represent the head and the tail. The pitch? Winged up high this time. 1-2 to Salome, who's back for the first time in a week. 0-2 tonight. Couple of ground balls to third. 12-4. The Captains lead the Lugnuts in the top of the seventh. One out. The base is clear. Righty on righty. Here comes the pitch home. Way outside. Ball two.
Confirmed.
Airy.
An airy. 6 to 10 feet is the typical bald eagle nest.
Oh, you can't miss them. Jesse, when I see a bald eagle nest, you know right away because they are massive. 2-2 pitch. A little bit up and in. Was driving in on I-80, and the first thing I saw was a nest. Knew it was an eagle nest, and there was a bald eagle home, and then about a mile down the road, there were 2 more flying right above my Jeep. 3-2. That's on the outside corner. Oh, that looked a little bit wide there. Salome was pulling off his padding right there on the edge. Good pitch by Abney. And that is his third strikeout. 2 outs in the seventh.
That must have been like a religious experience for you to have those bald eagles flying over you.
Oh, it's happened many times. I love it. One has flown right in front of my windshield before. Colby Halter steps in. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. I do a little celebratory double fist pump, and you let out a yeah!
For America.
An Anytime I see him, I love those things. I see, like, 3 or 4 miles away. Pitch. It's in there. Strike two. 12-4. It is the Lugnuts trailing the Captains. We're talking Alaska Abney Bald Eagles. I think he'd approve.
I agree.
He does have kind of that sidewinder winged approach, though, and it does look like he's making the wings motion. Pitches up and outside. 1-2. Halter has walked tonight. He's flied out to center. Struck out in the fifth. Lugnuts have not scored or really threatened since that first inning when they scored all 4 of their runs. Getting out hit 13-5 in the top of the seventh. Pitch home. Yanked out to left center field. That falling in the gap, and it's down for a base hit, heading towards the wall. Halter speeds around first. He's into second, looking to turn, and he stops there. Extra base hit for Halter again in this series, and that just pushed the other way for Colby Halter.
An extra base hit to the opposite field with power, just like his triple, which he thumped way out to left field. That's a beautiful, powerful swing into the left center gap.
Talked about it, him being the spotlight hitter. He had a couple of good at-bats at the end of last night, a walk and a base hit. He's got a walk and a double tonight. Well done in the leadoff spot. Here's Brian Wellas. Wellas takes it up high outside. He's 2-for-3 in terms of reaching. Walking a run scored in the first. Foul fly out in the second. And then a base hit in the fifth. The 1-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one. Jesse, that was a base hit for him in the fifth, right?
It was. Singled in the right center.
I labeled it a BB, which is a walk on my scorecard, but I
had... Batted ball.
There you go. We got a loose ball out of the pen that's come down the first base side. Gets taken care of. 12-4, Captains lead in the seventh. Lugnuts with a threat, though. Runner at second, 2 outs. The pitch flies in there. Strike two. Lugnuts dropped this one tonight. They would have a 3-2 series lead and have to try and win it tomorrow, but they're in danger of dropping another weekend game. They are 0-5 right now in Saturday and Sunday games. The pitch. Oh, that comes inside. It just missed clipping Wellboss. He was quick to get out of the way. That was a fastball coming in around his shins, and he just scooted back in time. Cold weather here. We're mid-40s tonight. That would not have felt good. Here's a 2-2. Inside, 3-2. You got to wait an extra half second here because Alex Shears is a little delayed on his strike three call. So everybody was waiting, and the right arm didn't go up, just a touch inside. So a payoff pitch coming to Buelvas. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He was tardy as it ran away from him. And that's going to do it. 4 strikeouts for Abney, and the Nuts leave the Halter double stranded at second. We're going to head to the home half and stretch it out here in the seventh. 12-4, Captains lead.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We're blazing through this game on 4-20-20-24. And what do you know? Blaise Pontes on the hill for the Lansing Lugnuts. Captains in front, 12-4 as we bring you back to the bottom of the seventh. Thanks so much for spending your S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y nights with Jesse and I. We appreciate it. Jake Fox, C.J. Kafis, and Cooper Engel. Three batters coming to the plate in this seventh. 2, 3, and 4. And the righty Blaise Pontes works from the stretch with the bases clear. Shift is on to the right for the lefty Fox. Ready on lefty, pitch one. That's in there, strike one with the fastball. Pontes took over in the sixth after Hall took over in the fourth, and Owen relieved Rivera in the second. The pitch home. That's inside. One ball, one strike. If you're just joining us, yes, there's a bachelor party that's going on below us. And, well, they're deep in the night. They're having a great time. The pitch. That comes in right across the knees. One ball, two strikes. Jesse's just... he's got nothing to say right now. We're just pushing forward. 1-2. Swinging a tapper to the left of the mound over to the shortstop, Angeles. Has it, throws to first, and he has the out. Now, Angeles, the same thing that Jesse was talking about earlier with Derek Salome, made the play, and something fell out of the back of his back pocket, something white.
I mean,
did you get a glance at it?
I didn't, but let me put forth the wild guess. Could it be a hand warmer?
Maybe. Your guess is as good as mine. Here comes C.J. Kafis. 12-4, captains, bottom seven, one out, base is clear. The pitch, the lefty yanks it over to second base. Halter can't get to it as he was shaded over to the right, and it rolls into right field. And there's one on with one out in this seventh inning. What a night for C.J. Kafis. He's got three singles, an RBI, and a double. 4-for-5 tonight. Third-round pick in 2023 is living up to expectations early on in his high A tenure.
Adam, look at Angeles. He's keeping his right hand in his back pocket the whole time.
That might be it. Here's Cooper Engel. Lefty takes a strike.
It's like he's got a hand tied behind his back.
He does. He's got some tricks in his back pocket. 12-4 captains, bottom seven. And they stay shaded to the right side with another lefty up. The pitch, that's outside. Ball one. All right, well, we asked some trivia for you in that fourth inning, so let's answer it here in the bottom of the seventh. Asked you what was the best season in A's history in terms of wins, the most wins in a season for them. The pitch, fastball darts in, outer part of the plate, strike two. Jesse, we get any answers tonight?
We did. Lynn Smith was wondering, was it 1931?
Lynn Smith, you are correct. 1931 indeed. What a season it was for those Philly A's. Here's a pitch. First base side, gloved by Simpson. Throws to second on the lace, back to first. And it is just late as Pontes was covering. So they get the force at first, or check that second. And Engel beats it out on the fielder's choice. Boy, you remember that season like it was yesterday, don't you?
So clear in my mind.
Mickey Cochran with a hell of a season for the A's.
Mickey Cochran, the man with three homers in one game.
Mike Coyotto. Coyotto steps in from the left side. 12-4 captains, the pitch. That's inside. Ball one. He had a 976 OPS. Mickey Cochran did that year, star catcher for the Philadelphia A's. They were excellent. It was Lefty Groves' best season. Here's a bouncing ball, weakly hit to second. Halter tried to field it, and it snuck right under his glove. Around second, Engel heads to third. And safe at first is Coyotto. Just a mistake there by Halter. He didn't quite get his glove down. It was going to be a tough play, so... he was running forward fast. They do rule it as a hit. So they're at first and third with two outs in the seventh. How about this for Lefty Grove in 1931 for the A's? He went 31-4 with an ERA just up over 2, 175 strikeouts. And he easily won the pitching triple crown and was voted the league's most valuable player. Here's Alex Mooney from the right side. Runners at the corners for the captains, up 12-4, bottom 7, 2 outs. The pitch, Pontes misses upstairs, ball 1. 107-45. The A's were 60-15 at home that year. Remarkable. The pitch, swing and a miss. Much like yesterday with those two great starts where the A's didn't win the World Series, though. The A's didn't win the World Series in 1931. They lost to the Cardinals in 7 games. The pitch home. This is yoked out to left center field, and it's down, caught by Masterman as he bent over and made the grab. And that is going to do it for the captains in this 7th inning. The last thing, the A's not winning in 1931 kept them from being the first team ever to win 3 straight World Series. The Yankees would do it first, but the A's would then do it 40 years later. Tonight, it's the captains up 12-4 as we head to the 8th inning here at Classic Auto Group Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the 8th here at Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio. It is all captains up 12-4. 15 hits tonight for Lake County. They have exploded after some frustrating days to open this series. They lost 3 of 4 coming in. They were trailing 4-0 after 1.5, and then they scored 12 straight runs in 3 innings. 5 in the 2nd, 4 in the 3rd, and 3 in the 5th. Or check that, in the 4th. So 5 in the 2nd, 4 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th. All right, new pitcher on the hill, Jay Driver, comes in to face Will Simpson. First pitch, that's a little bit down low, ball 1. Simpson tonight, a little quieter after his RBI single in the 1st. He's had 2 strikeouts. The pitch home, swing and a miss. That's blown by him. Driver, 6'3", 195-pound, 22-year-old. From Wellesley, Massachusetts. Jesse?
Yes, the Harvard man.
Okay. Pitch home. You're the East Coast guy. That's low and outside. I want to make sure I was pronouncing that hometown right.
Yeah. You got it. Wellesley. The key for Driver, as we saw earlier on in this series, can he command it? When he commands, he is very difficult to hit. But that location can get away.
The pitch home. Up high, right on cue, it's 3-1. 9th round selection last year out of Harvard. Lugnuts have anything left in them offensively to cut the 8-run deficit here. They haven't scored a run since the 1st. The pitch, that's outside, and ball 4. So, base runner to open up the 8th. That'll help. This is very unlike Lansing, even in the loss on Thursday, Jesse. I mean, they have been consistently keeping the pressure on offensively, but they've been shut down tonight. It started with Zach Jacobs. He went 4 1/3 innings, gave up just 2 hits, and then Abney continued it. Here comes the righty, Henry Bolte. 12-4, Captains top eight, one on, nobody out. The pitch comes in tight, ball one.
I think back to the Great Lakes games, though, last weekend, where it looked like the Loons were in firm command, and then they'd bring in a reliever who wasn't on his game, and suddenly the Lugnuts would have a chance.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Shot foul. Well, Lansing almost, remember, down 8-0. Came all the way back in the ninth inning. They made it 8-5 and had the tying run at the plate. Didn't quite come through, but you never count them out. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit here about the former Lake County captain, Kevin Kuzminoff, Jesse, because he had quite the memorable season here back in the 2000s for the captains, 2004. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That shot back foul off the net, two balls, two strikes. Kevin Kuzminoff, the former big leaguer and big-time power hitter. By the way, if you look at him now, the 42-year-old can still put up the pounds and the weight because he is big. He was a Lake County captain in 2004, the first year Lugnuts hitting coach. 2-2 pitch. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes. He was talking all about it yesterday, all the memories that came back when he got here early in the week and the great season he had. I mean, he had single-season records for batting average, .330, OPS, .920 in that 2004 season, time called by Henry Bolte. He also holds single-season records for hits, 156, doubles, 35, which has now been tied. And he also recorded the first five-hit game in Lake County franchise history back in July 3rd, 2004. That's kickback foul. Remains three balls and two strikes. And he said it. He got to the big leagues, but the things he remembered were all from the minor leagues, the bonds with the guys, the grinding, the bus trips, some of these different stadiums they go to. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Bolte is down, one down in this eighth inning.
To my mind, that makes him an ideal minor league hitting coach because he's done it, right? He got there, he's got the great pop, but he also understands how important minor league baseball is and what a player can do to take full advantage of it.
He said that all of the big leaguers at that level, that's all they talked about. They talked about their time in the minors and what that was like. Here comes Johnny Butler from the left side. Righty on lefty, the pitch home. That's low and inside as Butler kicks up his foot to get out of the way. 12-4, Lugnuts trailing. We're in the top of the eighth. One on, one out. Just such a humble guy and kind of the message that I'm sure he's giving to his hitters. Be where your feet are. Enjoy the moments of minor league baseball and grinding with your teammates and trying to get to that same goal of the major leagues. 1-0 pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes.
I mean, you're younger. You don't have families yet. So you can really spend quality time with each other, have great conversations with each other.
And now he's teaching those young hitters what it takes, giving him some pointers. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one.
He's pretty encouraged by this crop of hitters, too.
Yeah, he is. He talked about it that it's every day. You can't just go into the cage and swing the bat before the games. You have to have a purpose. You have to have improvements. Pitches inside, 3-1. Things that you're working on to improve, to correct. He says, these guys, we send them heat maps of the starting pitcher the night before, kind of let them do their own thing, so we're not just talking at them the whole time. And then he loves the way that they come in, and they are ready to work in the cages on their own. They want to get better. 3-1. That's sprayed up and on a play. Three balls and two strikes. And you can see it. I mean, these are all competitive guys that have excelled at baseball previously as amateurs. Now trying to do it professionally where it just gets harder and harder every step of the way. And it is really unique to watch. It's a 3-2 pitch on Butler. There goes the runner. It's shot the other way down the line fair and heading into left field. Around second, Bolte sprints to third. It's picked up by Zarate and thrown in. Just a little lining single that rolled through left field and right past third base, and they're at the corners with one out for the Nuts in this eighth inning.
It's easy to get distracted from it, but what a nice game today for Johnny Butler. 2 for 3, 2 singles, both of them opposite field, plus the walk. So strong plate appearances, working his way on base, taking what the pitcher is giving him, and doing some good things with it.
Now here's Aribe Alanales. The pitch home, popped up in the infield, left side of the mound. Coyado, the third baseman, coming in, leaning to his left, and he makes the catch to the left of the mound. And there's 2 outs.
I think that's the opposite of that Anales at bat. You can understand him being aggressive, but Jay Driver, the pitcher, has just been all over the place in this eighth inning. That pitch was not a strike.
Just a quieter night for Anales, trying to be a little bit too aggressive. He had that big swing in the first, the 3-run double, but then 2 strikeouts and a weak flyout. 12-4 captains were in the top of the eighth. 2 outs, 2 on at the corners. Here's Cameron Masterman, righty on righty. Driver set, kicks and throws. That shot foul. He swings at the first pitch, puts it out of play. Kind of cool, too. You remember, as we go back to Kevin Kuzmanoff, that first pitch he ever saw in the bigs. It was down in Arlington against the Rangers, and a dead center field shot. Grand slam. The 0-1. That's on the outer part of the plate. No balls and 2 strikes. And at the time, that was, I believe, back in 2006, first year with the then Cleveland Indians. He was the first player in Major League Baseball history to hit a grand slam on the first pitch he saw in the bigs. The 0-2. Outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes, and not exactly the same, but similar, a former Lansing Lugnut tonight, Max Schumann, his first career big league hit, opposite field shot, 20 minutes west of here at Progressive Field against the Guardians. So a Cleveland connection, a Lugnut connection. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the changeup. Masterman out in front. He strikes out for the first time. Second strikeout for Driver. And we head to the bottom of the eighth. Lugnuts trailing 12-4.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
We love hearing from the great voice of the Oakland Athletics, Ken Korak. Just a legend over there for the A's. The A's losing tonight to the Guardians at the moment, and the High A affiliate of the A's, the High A's, if you will, tapped by Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, falling to the High A Guardians affiliate. Lake County Captains 12-4 as we move to the bottom of the eighth. Blaise Pontes back out there, faces the bottom third of the card, beginning with Justin Boyd, righty on righty. Here comes the first pitch, and he blazes it by him, strike one. Lugnuts scored 4 in the first, and then 12 straight came from the captains in the second, third, and the fourth. We haven't had any runs in this game since those early innings. Into the bottom of the eighth, the pitch. It's on the outside part of the plate, strike 2. I'm wondering today, as we are 20 minutes east of Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers have already won. Are Cavs fans hoping for a 2-0 and rooting for a LeBron James victory tonight for the Lakers? They open up against the Denver Nuggets, reigning champs. 0-2. That's up high outside. One ball, two strikes. Jesse, what do you think? If you're a Cleveland fan, he got you a title, but then he left for L.A.
Yes.
After he left to go to Miami, are they rooting for him? 1-2 pitch. Breaking balls outside.
I think yes. He's Ohio's native son.
Cleveland, this is for you. Words echoed that individuals in this state and that city will never forget. 2-2. Down low, three balls, two strikes. Labeled the mistake on the lake. I mean, they've had frustrating sports season after frustrating sports season. The Browns, the then Indians, who haven't won, I think, since 1948. 3-2 pitch. This is yanked right at the jumping. Analyze it short. He makes the catch. One down. I don't have a professional hockey team, but the struggles have been there for their sports teams. I mean, the running gag of how many starting quarterbacks that they've tried to have and make work. I mean, they are a starved city for championships, but he brought them a championship. They used to be the city of championships for how much they used to win back in the day. The pitch? That's on the outside corner, strike one. 12-4 here. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Captains leading the Lugnuts. One out. Base is clear. I mean, you think of Midwest and the rough winters and the blue-collar cities. They love their sports. The pitch. This is on the ground to the second baseman. Halter to his right. Has it. Gets set. Throws to first. And there's two outs. And that being that cities like Chicago and Detroit, Cleveland, Philadelphia, New York, they love their sports. They're passionate about it. Cleveland fans, they are passionate about their sports.
I think about the Cleveland Browns and the dog pound. Not a lot to cheer for and yet respected for their loyalty.
Here comes Tyrese Turner. Two outs. Base is clear. Bottom eight. 12-4. Lugnuts trailing. The Captains. The pitch. Lefty shoots it back. Strike one. So congrats to the Cavs, and we'll see if LeBron can get it done tonight for the Lakers. What a fascinating rematch of the Western Conference Finals.
I bet they're all watching around this area.
I think we're going to have to go watch that one. 0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Quick as I dip into the NBA Nostradamus to my left, who is your NBA championship pick?
It's too boring to say the Denver Nuggets, isn't it?
No, not at all. Back-to-back's hard to do. 1-1. That's outside.
It seems like it should be another easy path for the Boston Celtics to make the finals. So just because they're going to get there again, they're not going to be challenged all that much again. I'm going to take the Celtics to be fresh and ready.
2-1 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, Boston fans have got to be going, what else do we have to do? They kind of feel like the Dodgers of baseball.
Yes.
Great in the regular season, run through everybody else, and then they just haven't been able to finish the job.
I love what Minnesota and Oklahoma City have done this year, though.
2-2 pitch. Time called, actually, before that. That was a strike, but a pitch infraction, so it's three balls and two strikes on Turner. That is the third pitch infraction tonight on the Nuts. Remember, Dylan Hall had two right when his outing started and then got behind 3-0. And eventually gave up a home run to Cooper Engle. Comes a 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to right field. The park will hold this one. Buelvas to his right. Underneath of it. Reaches up. Closes the mitt. And closes the eighth inning.
Do you have a pick?
I'm going to pick the Celtics. I think this is the year they get it done. I think that's also a boring pick. But I like the Boston Celtics. We'll see what happens. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. And enjoy Jesse Goldberg-Stressler. Taking you through the ninth, it's the Captain's 12, the Lugnuts 4.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
a public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-2-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Lugnuts are coming up to home plate for the top of the ninth inning. And they're down by 8 runs. They scored 4 in the top of the first. And then Lake County answered with 5 in the second, 4 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. And that's been it since then. 12-4 Lake County. The Captains are 3 outs away from a second win in the series. Jay Driver, the right-hander from Harvard, stays on the hill. Deals to C.J. Rodriguez. And the first offering is grounded on the left side, backhanded by shortstop Mooney. Across the stretch at the base by Kafis. One down. It is a very cold night in Lake County. Temperatures in the low 40s. These players have clearly been affected. They're chilled to the bone. Derek Salome steps in for Lansing, chats it up with the home plate umpire Alex Shears. Now steps in. One out, nobody on in the top of the ninth. The offense early, then the sun sets. Jay Driver to Derek Salome. Fastball for a called strike one. Salome is 0 for 3 and his return to the order for the first time in a week. Righty to righty. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Yanked down and away. One ball, one strike. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. 12 runs, 15 hits. And no errors for the Lake County Captains. The break even. Breaking ball way outside as Driver lost his footing. 2 balls, 1 strike. In the second inning, the big blow was a 2-run single hit by Nate Furman. That helped key a 5-run rally that knocked Eduardo Rivera out of the game, and it erased the Lugnuts' early 4-0 lead. A 2-1 pitch. That's a lump, swings and misses strike two. Then in the third inning against Jack Owen, Jake Fox hit a 3-run homer. And they were on their way. At that point, it made the game a 9-4 Lake County lead. Then in the fourth inning, Cooper Engel and Mike Coyado went back-to-back with home runs. And the rat was on. That against Dylan Hall. One out, nobody on. A 2-2. Fouled off at home plate. Earlier today, Wisconsin beat Cedar Rapids 14-8. I think that Wisconsin has scored double digits 2 consecutive games against the Colonels. The Rattlers are 9-5. There were 26 combined hits in that game. Driver deals. Served on one hop to the shortstop, Mooney. Long throw from the grass in time to first. 2 outs. I note that Fort Wayne has defeated Dayton 7-5. Great Lakes came from being down 5-0 and rallied past West Michigan 9-8. Quad Cities over Peoria 3-1, and Beloit outslugged South Bend 10-7. This is the last game in progress in the Midwest League. Colby halters the batter. The pitch outside from Driver. Ball one.
Coming up on 3 hours tonight, because we saw a lot of offense in the first 4 innings of the game and nothing since.
A lot of walks by both teams. The pitch. Backdoor breaking ball. Missed wide. Ball two.
Talk about miss. This tonight is a massive missed opportunity for Lansing. You got a great start up 4-0 and they just could not hold down this Captain attack.
Driver to halter. There's a strike called inside corner. So tomorrow, Adam, the Lugnuts want to win their first series of the year. Grant Judkins gets the ball. And Lake County starts the righty Trenton Denholm, rematch from Tuesday, won by the Lugnuts 5-4. Alter takes the ball low, 3-1.
You're just going to have to pitch it much better. And the offense really, too, kind of, well, it didn't do much after the first inning. You got a couple of base runners, but that was it.
Credit the captain's pitchers. Alter takes the 3-1 down and in, and he draws the walk. Second walk taken by Colby today. On base for a third time.
You could argue he's been their best batter tonight. Now, Angeles did drive in three, but consistently wise, and throughout the game, he's continued to get on.
The only other guy that I would offer is Johnny Butler.
Absolutely.
Two singles and a walk. This guy can have something to say about it, depending on this plate appearance. Brian Buelbas is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Righty to righty. Fouls the first pitch out to the right side. No balls and a strike. The Lake County crowd has not lost any of its energy tonight.
This could be the only game in this series the Lugnuts haven't had a home run in.
Caps 12, Lugnuts 4. Buelbas has 3 homers in the series. Halter takes off. They give him second. The pitch up and in. Defensive indifference. Defensive indifference, by the way, Adam, is a term in baseball that dates back to the 1920s. I was just reading all about its origin. Break even 1-1. Slider chopped on the left side. Third baseman Coyado grabs, fires to first. He's out. And this ball game is over. No runs, no hits, one walk, one man left in the top of the ninth inning. Lake County 12, Lansing 4. No break. We launch right into the postgame show. The Lugnuts fall to 6-8. Lake County improves to 6-7. One game remains in this series.
Well, this was a disappointing game tonight. There's no sugarcoating it. You go up 4-0 in the first, and then the pitching just didn't have it. I mean, second, third, and fourth innings, you give up multi-run half innings, 5 runs, 4 runs, 3 runs, and then your offense doesn't have any fight to come back and get you back in this game or even get a run back. I mean, the captain scored 5 in the second, and they just took the momentum and ran with it. So I think the fight needs to be a little bit better from the Lugnuts. I know it was cold out there, and that's tough when you get 4 and then you give up the lead in the next inning. But just a disappointing game tonight where Lansing had a chance to take command of this series. Jesse had a chance to win the series and really wasn't competitive after that massive first inning that they had.
So we look ahead to tomorrow to see, can the Lugnuts put forth a good effort on the weekend?
Yeah, they need it. I mean, they're 0-6 in Saturday and Sunday games, and it's just a weird stat. You don't know why. No rhyme or reason here through the first few weeks of the season, but there's an expectation. They got to come back, got to be ready to go tomorrow, and not let what happened last weekend at home, like Great Lakes, happen again, where they got off to a sluggish start on Sunday after a couple of tough performances in the doubleheader. I think it's all about the start tomorrow. The pitching, certainly, from Judkins, but also how they all attack the first couple of innings of tomorrow's game is going to tell us a lot.
Judkins for the Lugnuts, Denholm for the Captains. 1 o'clock p.m., the pregame show will start before that, and then the first pitch. And then, after tomorrow's conclusion, Adam and I are coming right back to Michigan State Capitol. Watch us on WILX Extra Innings on Monday. And then Tuesday, the Dayton Dragons are in town for the first of 6.
Can't wait to get back home, but it would be much better to go back home with a series win, which would be the first of the year. Would feel pretty darn good. They control that fate tomorrow.
You said it. Well, for Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score once more, Lake County 12, Lansing 4. Here's wishing you well. Have a good night from Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio. And go Nuts!